I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
What is so dangerous about a character like Ferris Bueller is he gives good kids bad ideas.
Why should he get to skip school when everybody else has to go?
Syphilitic meningitis.
He never gets caught.
This guy in my biology class said that if Ferris dies, he's giving his eyes to Stevie Wonder.
Well, he's very popular, Ed.
I recall Central Park in fall.
Ferris Bueller, do you know him?
Yeah, he's getting me out of summer school.
They think he's a righteous dude.
Think he'll be alive this weekend?
I can see him denying popular belief, setting off on some impossible mission.
Jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
He does whatever he wants.
You know, as long as I've known him, everything works for him.
Whatever he wants.
He's very cool.
And he never gets nailed.
Ferris can do anything.
Oh, he's such a sweetie.
Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller. It's a fool's paradise. He is just leading you down the primrose path.
Matthew Broderick.
Bueller. Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Because life is too beautiful a thing to waste.
Welcome, people, to the throwback. Oh, Z, I'm dying. Oh. Oh, shit. It's hot. My legs hurt, Z. My legs.
And you just, the fucked up thing is you just came back from Puerto Rico, then you run in a 5K.
Yeah, I know. So, welcome back from vacation, bitch. That's what they said to me.
You had Michael Fassbender running behind you, chasing you with the switch? Or was that Adrian Peterson?
I just barely found out I was on the damn team like a week ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. They just said they needed young blood on the team.
Someone just signed you up without telling you.
Yeah, I got signed up, and then he told me. He's just like, hey, you want to run the 5 mile run, Justin Jog, whatever? And I was like, I didn't even say anything. And then before he could say, he's like, I already signed you up.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Did he pay your entry fee, too?
Company pays for it.
Oh.
Team... Movie spoilers, there you go.
It was your team. You should have got Cody, and you should have got Chicago John.
Cody ain't running no fucking... Come on. Cody's been like, what? He's like, I'll do a podcast with you, but I ain't fucking running no goddamn...
No, just put a copy of Man of Steel at the end of the finish line, and he'll get it.
You know what the funny thing was? The bigger guy on our team, who did pretty well, actually, because everybody was making fun of it, was like, we just put like one of those hats with a Twinkie at the end of it.
Ah!
His time was 36 minutes, though.
For 5 hours. Or 5 miles.
Yeah, 5 miles.
That's freaking amazing.
Yeah, that's not that bad. I was looking at him, I was like... And then even, like, when we all came back, I was over there pouring water on my head. Like, give me the bucket. Give me the goddamn bucket.
What was your time, if you want to say?
My time was 30 minutes.
That's good. Because what's the average time per mile? About seven minutes?
It's about, 7 minutes a mile. Yeah, average time is 7 minutes a mile.
That's pretty good. You're below that, yeah.
Yeah, I was a little upset because, like I just told you, I thought it was longer than that because I thought we was going to have to run around. Because I didn't know how many miles it was, personally, because I didn't really read the rules or nothing like that. I just saw a map that had all these streets blocked off. So I was thinking we had to run this way or whatever. So I paced myself the first mile. And then when we went up the hill, I fucking started just jogging or whatever. And then next thing you know, I realized by the time I got done with the third mile, I was like, I saw a sign that said almost finished. And I was like, son of a bitch. So I maxed out all energy I had or whatever. I just maxed it all out. I was like, I got to fucking catch up with the four people that passed me. And once I can do that, I'll be happy. Shit, I was like, I was upset because I was like, I could have did this in 25 Because one guy on our team did 25 minutes.
That's good.
I could have fucking did that. I was like, God damn it, son of a bitch. Shit.
And you're doing it again in a month?
Yeah, we're doing the one for cancer next month.
What's the first place win?
First place wins, this all goes to charity, people. This one was the Justice Jog for Foster Kids.
You gotta say that. You gotta say it goes to charity.
Yeah, we don't get shit. Actually, the lady introduced this guy. I don't remember before we did the pledge. I don't remember who his name was, or whatever. But she was saying he was a foster kid who's been five states and was it? Oh, five states and nine cities of foster care, or whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has his own digital marketing company or whatever and stuff like that. He has like a album coming out or some shit like that. I was like, damn, that's pretty good for a foster child.
that's pretty cool, though. I can't do it. I'm an avid smoker, so I think I'll die 5 seconds into the race. I'm like,
getting around people was the hard part, shit, because they crowd you all up before you take off, whatever. I had to zigzag throughout the...
Yeah, it's like you've seen the Boston Marathon, right?
Yeah,
there's like fucking thousands of people like all in one street, pretty much. Imagine that, because I'm sure you didn't have 1,000 people, but
yeah.
But
I came in my age group. I came in sixth place.
That's disappointing, man. You should have won it.
I know that is disappointing to me. Whatever. When I remember when they were showing it to me, I just looked at it and just went and just walked away. I was like, fuck this. the one dude made it in 20 minutes.
Holy shit. That's 4 minutes a mile.
20 fucking minutes.
Was he Kenyan?
Unbelievable. I remember I saw his gap between him and when I saw him in the front lane, gap between us, I was like, holy shit, dude.
Was he Kenyan?
Huh?
Was he Kenyan?
He was actually Spanish.
Okay. That's the guy run from the Bulls.
Yeah, he did look like he was from Spain. So yeah, he had the colors on.
Yeah. Did you have Movie Spoilers Podcast advertisements all over you?
I had it on my shirt.
So when you're running past people, they just point to your back of your shirt, check this out. Check who passed you.
It did say P1 on the back of my shirt, so. my wristband and stuff said P1. Oh, man, but then that sun came out. That's what fucked you up.
And it was probably right in your vision, too, right?
I had sunglasses on, so I wasn't in my vision. It's just that it got humid, and that shit started going up a hill, and that's where the sun was pointing at. It started making you get dehydrated and shit. Some people started throwing up and shit.
Yeah. I can't do it, though. Major props to you for doing that shit. I can't do it.
Yeah, because I was gonna train, but... Then remember last week I got sick.
Then you went to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and then I was in Puerto Rico, so I didn't really give a shit. I mean, every day out there is a training session. So
yeah.
I didn't really get much training besides, you know, my normal workout routine. But, you know, I didn't do any running, and I did okay.
So you have next month, you got round two probably, right?
Yeah.
So are you going to be training for that?
Yeah, I probably trained for that one, just so I could be both. Shout out to my team, man. My team kicked ass. I was looking at them like, they was talking all this shit, how they was going to do bad or whatever, and we all made it in between 24 minutes to 30, 35 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Some people took an hour.
Yeah. I'm sure, was it a jog?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys, you were running, were you jogging or were you like running?
I ran.
Okay.
I jogged for the first mile and a half. Once I got up that hill, that's when I was jogging. But then when I was coming down, I just ran.
You should have just tumbled.
Just rolled. I didn't want to fall in the throw. And then they're throwing me water and shit like that. I didn't even drink the shit. I just threw it on me. Whatever.
Yeah, I think that's typical.
I was like, I gotta fucking catch up with that son of a bitch.
Yeah, you did.
Welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 67. I'm your host, Phenomenal One, MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. Fifth place winner.
This is Z from the FanCritic.com. Non-participant. Huh?
By the way, the Power Rangers are sponsoring.
Why?
The run.
They were what?
They were sponsoring the run.
The Power Rangers?
Yeah, the actual Power Rangers.
Tell me you got pictures.
You know what? I don't have any pictures.
Oh.
After the run. You know what? If people, you can see the run, the pictures if you go to facebook.com/justicejob. How about that? There's pictures all over that place.
I wanted to see Power Rangers.
Yeah, they were doing backflips and shit.
While running?
I was trying to catch my fucking breath actually when they were doing. You know what? Because they did do the run too. I don't know what place they came in. I know damn well they didn't come in first place though. That'd have been some funny shit. They lost.
Zordon failed them.
Zordon failed them, man. I'm just saying, Zordon failed them. But that's all right though. People, we're not here talking about P1 and his running, and, you know, because you know I gotta stay in shape for running because you know cops is just a mile away, so I gotta keep running.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And speaking of coming back to Puerto Rico, my office, I'm just looking around right now. It is a fucking mess. God damn.
You're made off?
I just brought a lot of shit back with me. That's what it was.
God, you're that guy that fucking is in customs for like an hour because you brought so much stuff back.
Probably so, yes. Because I brought a lot of shit back and stuff I need to put. I don't know where I'm putting it, but whatever.
I hated those people when I went to Mexico. I'm like, you bitches.
I take no bags with me when I come back with 20.
And you try to all get them as a carry-on.
Yeah. People were like, don't you pack whatever? But like, I packed this little carry-on leather bag I got right here, but yeah, that's just essentials and shit, you know. And when I get out there, I'll just adapt to the climate.
That's all you need to wear, the bathing suit all the time. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I didn't have a shirt on that whole fucking I was walking around in my drawers. I was like, oh, he's in his drawers. Like, no, these are shorts.
Oh, they've seen worse down there.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, I saw a donkey. I don't want a donkey. That was a goat. Some random fucking goat just walking. I was like, that motherfucker stopped at the red light and everything, too. I was like, damn.
They train him well.
Apparently they know. That nigga's going to be dinner tonight. Catch his ass.
They don't eat donkey.
Goddamn
maybe.
Right. Goat dick. Yeah, it's the best meat.
Oh. That's probably a delicacy somewhere.
Ah, it's huge, it's juicy, and it's thick. Like chicken.
Ew. What are you staring at the goat's dick for?
Because it was big, shit.
Are you jealous?
Yeah, I was actually. I was just looking. I was like, man, that goat be fucking. That motherfucking dick was dragging on the ground and shit.
So it was the Ron Jeremy of goats?
Yeah. Now, granted, it was missing a leg, but still.
That was its leg.
Oh, that was its leg. Oh, okay. Oh, my bad then. I got mixed up then. Anyway, people here. You're here to talk about goat dicks. Unless you want to hear that, we can talk about that then. I don't mind that. I can Google it right now if you'd like that, too.
We'll throw pictures up there.
Yeah, I can look up some. I don't mind. I'll post them on that Facebook page, you know. I got some more pictures to post, you know. Oh, you should have seen me cross the finish line. You would have laughed at that shit.
Did you do it backwards?
I was singing the song, "We Are the Champions." I was throwing my fingers in the air just...
But you weren't the champions because you finished fifth.
I know, ain't that a bitch?
Spain beat you.
Yeah, Asian person beat me.
It's always the foreigners. They always win those.
Oh, yeah, of course it was. Once I scolded them, I was like, yeah, they're going to win that. Is that African nigga from Zamunda over there going to win it too, probably?
They were all a team. United World Power.
United World Power, yeah. United Negro Fund, whatever it's called. But anyway, people keep getting sidetracked here. We're here to talk about a movie now.
A movie? Probably one of the movies of the 80s.
You know what? Yeah, it really was. The 80s movies. I mean, this goes up there with as far as Animal House, as far as the party movies, man.
Is this considered a party movie?
The kickback, laid back, fuck school, fuck work, go party type thing, you know?
This is a bad... He's a bad influence on high school kids.
He really is. I like how this movie is considered pretty much a classic.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Considered a classic, and yet it has all the wrong values.
It's like Twilight.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's not a classic, but it shows bad values.
Yeah, it shows bad values as far as of teen pregnancy and shit like that. It's like, oh, okay. It's okay then, I guess. This is straight up some MTV shit.
Yeah, actually, this does seem like a very MTV-ish movie.
Yeah.
But everyone loves it. I think it's got 80 or something on the Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm surprised it ain't higher than that. Yeah, because you're right. Everyone does love it.
But pretty much made Matthew Broderick.
Damn, he got old.
Bad, too.
Yeah. Looking at a photo of him right now, I'm like, shit.
His wife ain't even that good looking either, but if they're still together.
Yeah, to say the least. How about a plot synopsis?
Well, we're talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off since we ever mentioned it, but
oh yeah, that's right.
Directed by John Hughes, starring Matthew Broderick, Mia Sara, Alan Ruck, Jennifer Grey. Budget $5.8 million, box office $70 million. And it's pretty much following the day of high school senior who decides to skip school and fake sick and pretty much run around Chicago while his evil bitch of a sister tries to catch him and the principal tries to catch him.
Yeah, there's even a fucking scene where I guess he hacked into the school system and changed the dates. I mean, the how many days he was missing and shit.
Yeah, that's some straight ludicrous bullshit.
Yeah, that was about to say, yeah, man. I was like, that old-ass busted computer he got. Who the fuck was hacking back in the 80s?
Well, remember, he was also in War Games, too. And he hacked in that. So.
I'm looking up this guy, John Hughes, man. He worked on a lot of shit.
John Hughes was, like, the man in the 80s.
Man, you're not even fucking lying. The last film that I see he worked on, not directed, but just worked on it, was Made in Manhattan.
Last thing I see, he was a writer for Drillbit Taylor.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, that's right. That did come out after that
one. Nobody remembers that movie, though.
Man, he did some bad movies. I mean, look at that. I just said Made in Manhattan, the Jennifer Lopez, I think it was Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, that's right.
What? No, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah. Was it Ralph Fiennes?
I think so. It wasn't McConaughey. That
no,
was
he
the
was
wet.
In the movie, but I don't know.
Yeah,
the guy?
It was Ralph. Rafe, whatever.
Rafe.
It was Voldemort.
Voldemort, yeah, there you go. That's a better name. Voldemort, and you just named one drill bit Taylor, like you said. Nobody remembers that shit. I mean, shit, nobody remembers Owen Wilson.
No, but he hasn't directed anything. His last directing was 91. But he's wrote a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm. Some stuff we grew up to.
National Lampoon's Vacation, which I didn't know that. I did not know he wrote that.
Worked on Weird Science.
16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink.
The Home Alone movies.
Great Outdoors. That's a good movie.
Beethoven.
Yeah, he wrote Beethoven.
hey, Dennis the Menace, remember Baby's Day Out?
Yeah, I don't want to, but
I don't want to either, whatever. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Miracle on 34th Street, 101 Dalmatians,
Flubber. The dude, fucking, in the 90s, no, but in the 80s, he was, because I think that was more, 80s was more high school teen shit?
Yeah, because he came out with, you know, National Lampoon Vacation, Breakfast Club, 1984, obviously Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and he did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles as well.
But look at him from 1983 to 89, oh, say 90, he had, 90. Every year, he had a huge movie.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, from 1990 all the way up, none of them was fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, except for Miracle on 34th Street.
What about Home Alone? Was Home Alone probably the first one?
Yeah, but it got 54%.
That's it?
Yeah. That movie's not that good. I rewatched it. It's not that good at all, actually. It only gets interesting when you're beating fucking with the bad guys. So
that's true, but yeah, John Hughes was like, he was the Christopher Nolan in the 80s.
I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
Well, Nate, who else has been, like, who else has made an impact in, like, the 2000s, the new millennia?
I don't even know if Christopher Nolan has really made an impact, to be honest.
It's not Tarantino, because he's hit and miss.
Shit, Nolan is hit and miss. Did you see that last Batman movie? That shit was garbage.
Well, I'm counting Inception and probably Interstellar, because Interstellar looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, but I ain't seen it yet, so it probably could be shit for all we know.
Probably, but I'm going.
Nolan's been on a bad track record right now. So.
Well, name someone that's. John Hughes created the teenage drama, though.
Yeah, and sure enough, he actually did it kind of right, and the 90s came along and kind of fucked that whole thing up. But I guess that's because the generations changed with kids.
Massively changed. Because then the 90s, and then what? What came about in the 90s? I would say teen slashers.
And I was going to say the teen sex comedies.
Yeah, American Pies, yeah.
Yeah, the teen sex comedies kind of took over in the mid-90s.
But and, John Hughes was like the godfather in the 80s.
Man, you're giving this guy a lot of accolades. I wouldn't go that far in either, shit.
Dude, just looking at his stuff, he created a phenomenon.
I wouldn't go that far in either, goddamn.
Shit. Back in the 80s.
Giving him a lot of fucking credit. Those movies he made were good. They wasn't fucking groundbreaking or nothing like that.
But in the 80s, they were. Everyone
I
loves...
I think Ferris Bueller's was probably the only one, to be honest.
No, I think everyone loves Breakfast Club, too.
Don't nobody like that shit.
I like Breakfast Club. I think it's good.
Because you're white, that's why. Nobody liked it.
What's his name reminded me of fucking Robert Downey Jr.
That movie is garbage.
And Robert Downey Jr. was in Weird Science.
Yeah, Weird Science, another one. But
he he also found a lot of actors who were nobodies, and pretty much they turned into big names.
He kind of kept them at nobodies, too, because after their first movies that they did, they became nobodies afterwards.
Yeah, because after this, it took Broderick. I don't even know if he's still considered a big name.
Thank you. He's not a big name. Shit, he's not relevant. Come on. Last thing he was in was. Wasn't he in Tower Heist?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so. I mean, shit, he's not a big name.
I think he's known for this. Godzilla, and I think the voice of Simba.
And still, people don't even know that. So.
No, actually, they don't. They think Jonathan Taylor Thomas is the voice of Simba.
They think that monkey was the voice of Simba. Okay?
But I think he's more known for Ferris Bueller.
When it comes to Simba, don't nobody give a fuck about. You know what, Ferris Bueller. Yeah, when it comes to Simba, when it comes to Lion King, period. Don't nobody never question the voice acting in that movie.
No, they don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit about the voice acting in that movie. They just like the movie itself.
Yeah, but he also did Godzilla, and that's, you know, a plus.
Hey, it was better than that last Godzilla movie I saw. Oh.
I agree.
At least that one said it was a joke.
Yeah, they knew that one was a joke, so.
Yeah, exactly. Not like this fucking game, piece of shit.
But, you know, Broderick, I think Broderick was fine in this. I think he was pretty good. He was likable.
I liked him in the movie. I thought he was very charismatic, and he's very charming, too.
He seemed like Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell. Like, Saved by the Bell, Zach Morris ripped off Ferris Bueller.
I can see that. Yeah, yeah, he's definitely the Zach. Damn, I'm surprised you remember that motherfucker's name. God damn. Like, Zach Morris, what the fuck is that? Like... Saved by the Bell. I was like, did you just watch that?
I love Saved by the Bell. Shut up, fool.
Man, you must have just recently watched that shit to remember that name. I'm like, all the names in your head. That one came to good comparison, but fuck.
Well, I watched the Lifetime movie of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a fucking Lifetime. Oh, goddamn, that's a Lifetime movie. I thought Matthew Broderick was very charming in this movie, and I see why he was like, well, did you get a feeling watching this movie, though? Like, I don't see you doing nothing after this.
Yeah, you can think, like, oh, his career has peaked.
You know, because, you know, every time I watch one of these, I don't want to explain this. I guess the party teen movie or movies like this or American Pie or something like that, or, you know, I always look at those movies and go, like, I bet these actors aren't going to get anything else after this except more of these kinds of movies or some straight-to-DVD shit.
And you pretty much hit nail on the head. I mean, even go with American Pie, besides Sean William Scott with a few movies, he's probably done the best.
Yeah, Jason Biggs and the girl that was friends with his
Alyssa Hannigan. She was big with Buffy and How I Met Your Mother.
Well, right now, Jason Biggs and the curly head chick from I forget her name. They're in Orange Is the New Black. So.
Okay.
Jason Biggs still horrible as an actor, but. You know.
Oh yeah, he's not good. He's good for the teen drama. He's good for the teen movies, but anything else, he's always gonna be known as the fucker to fuck the pie.
I don't even think he's good in those. I hated those fucking movies.
But like,
I was the only one that hated those movies because of the simple fact that motherfuckers at school kept quoting the shit. I was like, that shit's annoying now. Shut the fuck up, shit.
Well, Ferris Bueller's. I think the only thing that's quoted the most is the Bueller line. I think that's the only quote that I think that actually sticks out the most.
You know, about 10 years ago, I used to hear people talk about this movie a lot. I don't hear anything or quotes or anything like that from this movie no more.
No, it's shown a lot. I want to say Comedy Central.
Really?
I want to say maybe once every few weeks.
The last quote I remember hearing from this movie, it's the life moves pretty fast quote.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest quote I've heard from here.
Yeah.
People still use that quote by interpreting it with other shit and stuff sometimes.
I mean, let's even throw in this, that the cast, you have Matthew Broderick, you know, he's done. I would say he's a B-minus actor based on name. Alan Ruck, he's in stuff here and there, pretty much directed the DVD shit. Mia Sara, who's absolutely, you know, she's beautiful in this. What has she done?
Ain't done a goddamn thing, actually. Look at that now, shit.
Yeah.
Isn't the tagline of this movie, one man's struggle to take it easy?
Yeah.
I remember that one, too. Okay, so, one man's struggle to take it easy. It's like, this dude is so calm in his body. Well, you know what, why wouldn't you be calm? I mean, if you can hack into the school system and shit, you got nothing but reasons to be calm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the way he did stuff for Fake and Sick with the dummy and the stereo system and...
He went all out.
Oh, he went like straight prankster, you know. Pretty much, Ferris Bueller is a con man.
You know what I like about that too, though, is you just said it best, is that he's a con man all one. But another thing is, he wasn't over the top with it.
No, I mean,
I thought he was very smooth and calm in his moments of doing stuff like that.
He tried. He got in that restaurant using the fake name.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to reverse the miles on the car.
Yeah.
Which, I don't even know, is that even possible?
I don't even think that's possible. I don't think it's possible.
You might as well just break into the thing, break into it and just manually switch it.
Yeah, just change it by your fucking hand anyway. You can't change it, but I don't know if you can go backwards.
Yeah, that's just stupid. I think the only over-the-top thing was the parade.
Yeah. And when I mean over-the-top, I mean... I don't think he was too damn goofy.
No, because...
Where he was... Because what is this? It's PG-13, right?
I think so. No, yeah, it's got... Is it PG-13?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's PG-13, okay?
Hmm.
Check this out. Most of these PG-13 teen movies or whatever... You got these actors in here that just get too much over the top in this. And their silliness, it just becomes like, nigga, why you just can't talk like a normal person or whatever, do stuff like that? I think the best thing here is that about this movie especially, is you can relate to Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, especially in the 80s where it was a lot of over the top.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was very toned down for this genre of film.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree on you on that one.
Because the American Pie movies are way over the fucking top.
Just a tad.
Just a fucking tad. I mean, I think this is the best way of putting it. It doesn't seem like Ferris Bueller is trying too hard to get a joke out.
No. That's why I think he's so likable, is just because it seems natural for him.
Exactly.
He's not...
It's a very organic form, where in all those other teen party movies like this or whatever, or the kickback movies or something like that, it feels like they're trying to shock you in some way of making this funny for you or gross you out or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And
I feel like that this movie was one of the only ones I can think of. I can't really come up in my head right now about someone that didn't really go that far of needing to do that. Because, like you said, the character they have created for this movie, he's already charming enough to where he can carry it.
Yeah, and I think the goofy part was just his friend.
Yeah.
Cameron.
I thought that dude was retarded, to be honest.
I think he kind of was. And he... Okay. Do not tell me he looks like someone that could be in high school at this time.
Man,
he looks like he's 30.
Dude, look old as fuck. He's like a... He look like Will Ferrell.
Oh, God. Oh, I pictured that now. I'm like, oh, I can see that.
A little Jufro and shit. I can picture him with a Jufro and shit.
Yeah, he... I mean... He obviously cut school, too.
Yeah. You know, one thing I want to talk about, too, is, and this is going way off topic, but a lot of people voted for this movie.
Well, it's a John Hughes movie, and we were doing John, obviously, 80 teen movies.
So I'm assuming this must be his most popular movie, then.
I would say so. I mean, from the screenshot you said, it was just Ferris, and that's all you need to know, is just Ferris. But
motherfuckers getting lazy and they typing now.
One thing that I noticed in this movie, why it was so weird, and it also proved that this is true in high school, and I think to this day, the phone system, the word of mouth thing, yeah. Where one story keeps changing through every person.
Yeah.
And this proved it, because all of a sudden he's sick, word gets out, and he's dying of cancer or whatever, and there's signs to say, save Ferris, save Ferris.
Well, we still have that today, except instead of word of mouth now it's text.
Or Twitter, or social media.
Social media.
Like, I'm going to, on my deathbed, I'm going to have Instagram and be like, save me, you know?
That just goes to show you, is technology ruining society?
Yes. Yes.
Why, instead of getting that word of mouth around by talking to people, you just decide to type it, post it.
Yes. Yes. I'm not complaining because I use social media all the time, but yeah, I see it's ruining the system.
I don't want to talk shit about social media at all, either, because I can tell you this right now: power goes out right now, we can't record this podcast.
Yeah.
Technology is a great thing, but I'm starting to notice it. I had a conversation about 3 days ago, and it was about, oh yeah, because I didn't, when I was out of town, I didn't use my iPad or iPhone or anything like that, whatever and shit. So it was something new for me. And the guy at the restaurant was like, he's like, you said you make that like it's such a big deal, and I was like, fucking for me it is shit, because I'm constantly running my fingers on one of these things or something like that.
Yeah, you're exactly. You're pretty much, you have to, I mean, for Movie Spoilers Podcast, for me, Fan Critic, and Shattered Images, I need word of mouth. I need social media.
You need a phone or a tablet or something to type on, right?
Yeah, we need that. We both need this stuff, because we both constantly check our sites. Yeah.
Relying on shit now, Z.
I know, we rely way too much on technology. If there's like a big EMP bolus or whatever, we're
no. That's what I'm. That's,
the
that's
world,
what I'm
doing, our man. If the terrorists want to win, take out fucking technology, and we're fucked.
Oh man, we'll fucking lose our goddamn minds, man.
It would be the purge. It would be the purge all over.
Dude, whenever my battery goes out in my phone or whatever, because I've been charging for so long. And I don't have my tablet on me, I kind of panic sometimes. I'm like, I need to plug this back up. I need to find a quart. I need to plug it up somehow. I need to... So I bought like when I was out of town, I bought a portable charger that I could put in my pocket and hooks up to my phone or whatever.
Yeah.
But when I came back, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that now, that my life depends around these objects here.
Yeah, I mean... I don't. When was the first movie that really incorporated social media?
Oh, gee, you know what? Catfish. No.
Would it be American Pie because it was on the internet?
That was a big thing. I'm sure you could go back before that, though, right?
Well, that was like AOL days in '99.
Scream. They called 911 on the computer. No,
White Girl in Trouble.
Yeah, White Girl in Trouble. That's right. They showed you that you can contact the police many ways.
I don't know. That's a very good question.
Let's make a documentary about that.
I think there is probably one.
I think there probably is, too. I mean, it sounds like we're kind of spoiled right now, because I know there's some countries that don't even fucking rely or have that enough and all, but in order for us to work, I guess, if you will, we kind of need these things.
Yeah, and
I wouldn't know what movies to see if it wasn't for social media. I mean, not social media, my emails to know what comes out this week. I mean, what screener I got or whatever. I wouldn't know what's coming out.
Yeah, you don't watch TV much.
No, don't.
So you don't see trailers.
No.
I don't see you looking on, you know, websites to see, go on what movie releases are.
No, not at all.
So.
If you had internet, like you just said, maybe we shouldn't say this out loud because the terrorists could be listening right now and be like, that's not a bad fucking idea, actually.
Uh-oh.
Especially after I gave United 93 a fuck it, so, you know, they probably like, he's on our side.
But imagine this movie with social media. You know, I'm surprised they haven't fucking remade this.
They had social media. It was called that broke down computer they had, this motherfucker. did you see that shit, dude?
It was a fucking Macintosh, wasn't it?
Man, what was that? A Mac? Oh, yeah, you know, you're right. Yes, it was. I was like, dude, we've come a long way.
I don't think they make Macintoshes anymore.
Macintosh, I don't hear that.
You don't even hear that name. You just hear Mac.
I ain't heard of Macintosh since that Jobs movie I saw.
You mean the one you wasted your time on?
Yeah, you know what? The one I fucking hated? Yeah.
Fuck you, Ashton Kutcher.
Fucking Ashton Kutcher?
But if you... Here's another thing. This kind of like piqued me. He gets all these phone numbers. The principal, Jeffrey Jones, who is a fucking child molester, I guess.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah, I'm gonna say real life. Question that.
He called like the funeral home and stuff, and Ferris and Sloan, and they made some fake messages. Wouldn't he know? It's a small town in Chicago. I think they're like in a suburb of Chicago.
Yeah, it didn't look like, because I know it was Chicago. They looked like they were by a Cubs stadium, but...
Yeah.
I don't know how big Chicago was back in the 80s.
Oh, I don't either, but it looked like kind of like a suburb.
Are you closer than I am to Chicago? You're not that far away.
I've been through Chicago, but I've never been in Chicago.
Chicago really got its name. I don't want to say it got its name, but... I guess for me being in L.A., I started to hear more about it in the 2000s.
Yeah, this movie really showed Chicago, because it showed, like, the Sears Tower, Wrigley Field.
Yeah, a lot of buildings you don't know about and stuff like that, if you've never been to Chicago, too.
It showed, like, probably the greatest art museum in, you know, United States. Mm-hmm. The Exchange, which I don't know why they went to the Exchange place, that was just weird.
You brought up one of my favorite parts of the movies is that it's almost damn near an adventure film, and they do kind of explore this city very pretty well. I mean, they get around.
It seems like a documentary about Chicago.
10 years later, it's gunshots.
Visit our city.
It should have been nighttime Chicago, though.
Ferris gets killed at the end.
You see 30 people getting shot. Shit. I said, damn, 30 people shot in one night. Oh, in Paris.
You see his girlfriend getting raped?
Hey, homie, that's a nice ride you got right there.
and the only bad people were the fucking guys that stole the Ferrari, or the Spider. The I don't know what the fuck they are. Car park people. Valet.
Basically, what you're saying is you want to see one of these teen movies, these teen sex or teen comedy films like these. You want to see, like,
a dark side.
Yeah, the big black dudes that's going to, like, straight up rob you in your face, and you'd be like, holy shit, we're fucked now, or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I want to see the dark side of it, because they're showing
It never feels like it's consequences in these films.
Oh, what was the only consequence? The miles on the spider? That was it?
Yeah, and I mean, this film genre, period, too. It never really feels like it's any consequences, or it's not really that much conflict, to be honest.
Either. No, if it is, they always overcome it. I mean, there's no reality to it.
I mean, you could even say that about the American Pie movies. Like, Jim, you're a dumbass because you set yourself up to be a dumbass. I mean,
exactly.
You went over there
exactly.
And fucked a pie in the kitchen, mind you, thinking that nobody was going to walk through. I mean, you decided to set that camera up knowing that you were a virgin, had the hottest chick ever in the school or whatever, and you decided to set up a fucking camera for me. Are you fucking crazy?
Mm-hmm.
So, and here...
No, that's fucking... You even go to fucking part two and part three, it's still... You know, you hit the nail on the head. They set him up to be stupid, and it, after that, you kind of don't take him seriously.
Yeah, and you realize that he has no real problems. There's no real conflicts here, nothing like that. I mean, if anything, the conflicts are getting started because of him, if anything. So, and the I guess the same could be said about Ferris Bueller. There's no real conflicts here. It's because he chooses not to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever punishment he gets, you can't say, oh, that ain't fair, man. That's not right or whatever. I mean, if anything, he should get some juvie time, if I'm not mistaken, right?
For ditching school?
Hacking in the school system?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Nowadays, I don't think anything happens to you. I think it's just a slap on the wrist, but...
You'd be surprised at some schools. They take that shit pretty serious now.
And how would he have... it? Modems weren't around back then.
Yeah, you know, damn. You know what I was going to say? What they would do is find the parents.
Oh, yeah, because he's a minor.
That's right. He'd probably find the parents, probably give him some... he probably might get expelled, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, no graduation.
Yeah, no graduation. I mean, it's a senior, obviously, so...
Because obviously, you're thinking that he can hack in there and change his absence days. How is he not changing his grades?
Oh, my God. That was my biggest thing I said in the movie. I remember saying that shit right away. I was like... Why isn't he changing his grades up then? And why would he change it around this time? Why not change it when no one is looking?
Yeah.
Why not do it at nighttime?
Because
why
this
would you
doesn't,
build up to 9 days if you can just change it?
Because doesn't the principal actually see it changed?
Yeah, he's watching it change as he's talking to his mother.
This movie's unrealistic now.
Yeah, it kind of... I mean, these movies, obviously, they kind of twist your mind or whatever, and you really got to suspend your disbelief here. Especially with this one. Yeah, no doubt you have to suspend your disbelief here. I think you said it earlier, a lot of people love this movie. Actually, it's probably a fan favorite. It probably is, you said, John, he's probably one of his favorite films for fans or whatever. But it sounds like me and you are kind of in the same coattail of how we feel about the movie. I don't love it, like everyone else.
I would not go on my way to watch it.
Yeah, thank you.
And here's another thing. I mean, Jennifer Grey, who was pretty much a no one. She was in Red Dawn before this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But then she got, you know, her name out there for Dirty Dancing. When the principal breaks into the house and she attacks him because she thinks he's a burglar, one, how would she not realize who that is? She looked right at him. And then she filed a police report. She called the cops, and then the cops came, and they arrested her for filing a false report. I'm like, I don't think you get arrested for filing a false report like that.
That is,
not like that, because if somebody breaks in your house and you call the cops and the cops show up and the guy's gone, you know.
You're right on that one. I was going to say, but then the way that scene was set up, you're right. You're absolutely right, whatever. They wouldn't. First of all, anything, they would get sued for that since you just arrested them. So,
yeah, and
if someone breaks into your house, you're dead, and you call 911. That's not I don't think that's called a false report.
No, you're calling for a certain thing, and then if someone leaves, it's not your fault. You're not supposed to keep them.
You can see breaking down the logic right now.
Well, I just think the stuff with the sister showing jealousy of Ferris because the parents love him so much, everybody loves him. And I just think
that's... His mother is hot, too.
Who?
His mother.
Yeah, she was. But I just think that seemed like it was a forced part of the movie that is like, we need something for her to do.
They have to create a conflict. Conflict is saying...
Well, they get what's... Then it's his sister and the principal. The principal's following him all over town. His dad almost sees him once in a great while.
Yeah, they did that, about three times?
I think one was at the parade, one was at a restaurant, and a cab.
I was like, nobody works in this town, huh?
No, and who has a parade during school days? During the week?
On a Monday.
Who does that?
Chicago in 86. That's what I really didn't know Chicago.
I mean,
No, I completely agree with you. I mean, you're setting up some logic here that, like I said, you really have to suspend your disbelief on it. But I'm so there with you. To get back into some positive, if you will, I thought that this didn't deteriorate with time. I thought the jokes were still there, or I got some good laughs, and I wouldn't say good laugh, more like, some
chuckles, yeah,
some chuckles and smiles.
because the jokes, they're the good thing about this movie compared to other John Hughes movies, which his jokes were, they were dated for that time period. Ferris was actually, the jokes could actually, for 20, almost 20, 30 years, or almost 30 years, they can still hold on because they're not dated.
I think for a PG-13 movie, I think that makes it work just even much better in that way.
I don't understand. I don't know why this is PG-13. I don't remember a lot of swearing. I don't know why it's PG-13.
Yeah, I remember we had that talk, what, about 2 weeks ago, talking about PG-13 comedies.
Yeah, that they just kind of be like, "Oh, kids can't see this movie."
Yeah, I was gonna say,
Well, the MPAA was very strict in the 80s.
yeah, they were very
Horror
strict back
movies,
then.
horror movies did that.
Nowadays,
So
I was gonna say,
everything's fucking
we really have an
PG-13.
answer on PG-13 comedy.
Everything's PG-13. Horror
Everything should be,
movies.
but to me, everything should be almost PG-13 except for horror
Well,
and comedies.
remake some horror movies go PG-13 and they shit because they're PG-13.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, mostly all those supernatural films I see nowadays, whatever, are PG-13. I mean,
Because they want to
obviously
get the teeny boppers.
because that's their audience nowadays. That shit ain't working on nobody else but the teeny
It's
bopper.
true.
That shit is like, man, only motherfuckers jump. I mean, look at Nathan. He's the only motherfucker jumping at Paranormal Activity and shit.
And that was part four.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, goddamn thing happened in that movie. So I mean, shit, just throwing it out there. I mean, like, you fucking child, or for me personally, I don't have to. I guess I was gonna say for comedies, I don't have to hear a lot of swearing or something like that, as long as it's clever. But I'm trying to think of PG-13 comedies where I love that that doesn't really have a lot of that, and I can't really think of that unless it's a Marvel movie.
Was it, what about, Weird Science?
Was Weird Science PG-13?
It has to be.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I mean, yeah, I'm not surprised if it was PG, to be honest.
Well, it was very sexual, with her, it was very
It was very sad. Okay, so it
suggestive.
probably was PG-13, yeah.
With her, with, what's her name, was very suggestive.
I like Weird Science a lot. I don't think it's that funny though.
Oh, it's not.
I mean,
It's
a lot of John Hughes movies back in the 80s, I like a lot. I didn't, because I think I just said this earlier. I like them a lot. I don't love them, but I don't think that the jokes are all that funny. I think the premise of them are more interesting than his jokes.
do you think John Hughes, do you think if they did if he did if he did Ferris Bueller now, or Breakfast Club, or Weird Science, or whatever, do you think they would be successful?
Ferris Bueller, no.
You don't think Fer well, if Ferris Bueller was, if it was more social media active.
Okay, I mean, if it was this same exact movie, except it's updated with new technology or whatever, this ain't. I don't think so. If you update it with social media, maybe. I don't know. I'm thinking it's because I don't think this genre is in right now. I don't think people are really clamoring to see these kind of films.
No, I think American Pie might have been the last.
And even those started losing money after the end, especially that last one.
Oh, they kept milking that.
Yeah, they were trying to milk whatever they can, but that last one was the last two wasn't doing that well in the box office, as far as beating the other two, the first two,
Yeah,
especially that last one. That last one didn't do well at
and I
all.
think they just made American Wedding or American Reunion just to have closure.
Yeah, which no, nobody's asking.
I'm not asking for American Pie movie.
Nobody was asking for fucking closure. How would you even fuck a pie? I don't get that.
And the funny thing is, if you remember, he didn't take the pie and just put it to his dick. He climbed on the counter.
I'm on a fucking counter. There was two scenes of the, I think it was the unrated one and
the
regular one. There was one where he just kind of put the pie on his dick, and one when he's on the counter.
Yeah, I think the DVD I have, he's on the counter.
The counter. I remember I saw one where he's actually just holding it on his dick. I'm just like, that don't make any fucking sense. That can't work that way. And why would you put a hot pie on your dick?
Because a girl's vagina is like a warm apple pie.
I never fucking once thought about that when fucking pussy. oh shit, you know what this made me feel like? Get a nice slice of apple pie.
You know what, he should have just gone to McDonald's and got an apple pie.
That'd have been more believable.
Like
one of them apple pies they have in the little boxes and shit.
That is dad. We'll just tell your mom we ate it.
We'll just tell you. Okay, what the fuck? I wouldn't even have that thing sitting on my table.
You know, they're staring at it like it's fucking whatever.
Like I wouldn't even have it on the table. Right, if I was gonna do some stupid shit like that, I wouldn't do it in open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of these kind of movies.
No, but
I'm not a fan of the.
But if you,
I guess that I just don't like teenage movies.
No, and now they're just stupid because they make them stupid.
You know why? Because now they stick them in horror movies now.
Well, actually, a movie that's on Netflix that I told you about earlier, Fruitvale Station, which is teenagers, correct? Or are they young adults?
Man,
or
20-something? They were grown-ass men and women. They were over 21.
Okay, I thought it was adult. I thought they were teenagers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so
you're going more of the Divergent route.
Oh God, no, I don't want to go that route.
Yeah, I don't want to go that route.
No, because that's a bad example. That's a bad example.
Yeah, it is a bad example.
Teenage movies now are from books. Divergent, Mortal Instruments, Twilight, Hunger Games. They're from books. There's no originality, but there is some like, oh fuck, I have to say it because it's original. Spring Breakers.
Was that teenagers, though? Because they were in college.
They could be 19, 18.
I think that's... you could pretty much consider an adult at 18, though.
Is it still a teenage movie?
Yeah, I'm thinking more of high school, because they're drinking and stuff like that, whatever, so those are more young adults as well.
Okay, what about Varsity Blues?
I don't remember Varsity Blues, actually. I should bring that up.
It's a good movie.
I do remember Varsity Blues.
Like, high school movies, I mean, nowadays, high school movies just turn into,
Disney Channel,
or horror movies. Like, we're done. I think the last good one might be Easy A, because Easy A was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And then...
And a good actress behind it to backing it up. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, you're totally right. But nowadays, it's PG-13, or PG, I think American Pie was R.
Sure, that was R.
Well, NC-17 with the the unrated version, but
yeah.
But nowadays, teen movies are slashers. They're throwing them. They're making them stupid teenagers, unrealistic teenagers. But in the '80s, I think the characters with I'll say Ferris Bueller, Breakfast Club. You always had someone in that school that was like that. Now, it's like, oh, this person's 100 people in school. You know, they don't stand out.
I think it was back in the '80s they were trying to look for more of the cool kids, and now in our time now where we had, they're looking to be more raunchy.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because in the '80s, who named the best? John Travolta in Grease, Sean Penn in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, what's his name from Breakfast Club? Bender.
Damn, look at the big brain on fucking Z. He does all these goddamn teen movies.
So, you're impressed, huh?
Hell yeah, I'm impressed. I'm just listening to you. I'm like, goddamn.
So, look at it. It's all the rebels, the cool kids. Weird Science was about the nerds, though. So yeah, that was different.
Well, when I say cool, I mean more of them trying to be cool than actually the cool kids, whatever. I mean, even mm-hmm. in Weird Science, they were trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead. going out and stuff like that.
And, you know, 16...
Nowadays we have it where it's...
They're all cool.
Who can ever be the most raunchiest? It's pretty much the YouTube effect. Who can be the most raunchiest to get the most views?
Yeah, and they do that with every character, and I think American Pie proves that with each character.
Pie doesn't... They don't shoot away from that. I mean, each character has some fault about them where it's just like, that one's crazy. And then you see the other one doing his thing. He's like, all right, he's even crazier now.
Yeah. So I'm... I think this genre's dead.
What was the last teen movie you remember seeing? Not another teen movie?
God. You mean scene or that was good? You mean teen high school?
Yeah. I got one. LOL.
Oh, fuck you.
That was a teen movie. They were high school students. LOL, baby. Yep. Yeah, check out Miley Cyrus. They got the big brain on P1 now. Yeah, that's right.
I'm looking.
The funny thing is, I think that was the last one I saw.
Okay, the last one I saw was Carrie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Carrie. The remake.
And we have Maze Runner coming out this week, but Fault in the Stars. Well, that's a book. I don't want to go off of a book.
Well, Carrie was written off a book.
Yes, it was. That's why I gotta look. I gotta look for something that's not based off a book.
You might have to stay with the books, my friend. I think you might have to stay nowadays with the books.
LOL was on here. Pitch Perfect?
That was based off something. I don't remember what it was. That's that singing movie, right?
Yeah, what about Project X? Even though the movie was stupid.
That ain't based off shit. That definitely goes in the party movie. You know how I feel about that.
Okay,
like
easy.
Because it's like, Project X, that movie, it pretty much has nothing to do with anything. It has no plot or anything like that. It's just a bunch of kids through a party and partying, getting drunk and stuff and hanging out with hot girls. It's like, would I rather be watching that or doing that?
Okay, yeah. From 2010 to now, looking at something that's not based on a book, that's original movies, the last ones that I think were good was Easy A, and a movie that I heard so many good reviews, I'm waiting to see. It's a kind of funny story.
LOL?
Not LOL. That's not a good movie.
How do you know?
I've heard your podcast. It's not a good movie.
I was going to say, you should watch it. Tell me about it later.
One day. But I would say nowadays it's teen dramas based on books and superhero is what rules the fucking movies right now.
I was about to say, you just hit the nail on the coffin right there. It's because it's not comedy no more. It's teen drama.
Exactly.
And for me, people like me and you, we can't relate to teen drama because they don't have no fucking problems.
No, I did not. If you go back to school, when we were in school, we did not have these issues.
No, we didn't have issues where a girl didn't like you. Whatever, fuck her, move on or whatever. I mean, we didn't have to worry about none of this shit that goes on. I mean, if you want to give a perfect example, you watch Easy A and LOL.
Yeah.
And then you realize that the problems that they have in LOL, you just look at that and go like, man, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude.
And you know what? It's probably social media.
I mean, you brought up another movie, though, too. Spring Breakers. As far as young adults go, man, they got problems up their ass, too, that don't make any damn sense. I mean, those girls had some serious problems that was a joke. Let's be real.
I think that whole movie was a joke, but
the whole movie was a fucking joke. But you know, people would disagree with us on that.
Yeah. But I just think like we didn't have social media back then when we were in school. You might have had it maybe at the start.
Yeah.
I was in the AOL generation.
Oh, that's when you had to get those discs in the mail and download it for 7 days for free, huh?
And then we had dial-up, and you can't pick up the phone.
You got landline.
Yeah. When you were in school, you probably had the cuss of cell phones.
Yeah.
But you didn't have Facebook. You didn't have Twitter.
Yeah, MySpace.
You had MySpace.
Yeah, they had MySpace. That's what people had.
So
what was wasn't it Friendster? Wasn't that one too?
I don't remember Friendster. That must not have been big.
It was some shit like that. Maybe that was for adults. I don't know. I remember just seeing it. There was a lot of shit when I was in high school. Yeah, we had obviously Napster, MySpace, and shit like that. Well, Napster's not really, that's a music thing, but
You can talk shit on there, but
yeah, you can talk shit about how much this album sucks. Yeah.
So
we had AOL Instant Message.
I think for me, the 80s movies are more relatable due to the fact of they hit more home to me. Because the problems weren't life-threatening problems.
No. Ferris Bueller did the perfect example. There's no life-threatening problem in it. He accepts all the consequences that go with him. His life-threatening problem is he just can't wait to get the fuck out of school.
Yeah, he's a... I don't want to say a slacker.
He's a kid.
He was pure con man.
Yeah, he's a kid. Yeah, I mean, and he had kid problems.
They should do a sequel where he gets arrested because he cons.
Yeah, because he's a drug dealer now. You know, he's conning people out. He's still slaying to the kids at that high school he went to and shit. That's what the sequel could be about.
Sloan turns into a prostitute. Fucking Cameron probably commits suicide. Because he was he looked suicidal to me.
And I can relate more to these movies too, because I didn't have social media until I started Movie Spoiler.
Yeah, so I think we hit the nail on the head why these movies work good for our generation, because people nowadays are just like, fuck that movie, you know?
Yeah, I didn't have any of that stuff until Facebook and Twitter, obviously, and Google Plus and all that, until Movie Spoilers got started. I didn't have any of that because I wasn't one of those. I don't talk to you overline, man. I can just talk to you in person, you know? So, I mean, because, you know, I guess in high school, our circle wasn't that big. Uh-huh. To where, like, you could just talk to random people on the internet now. But, you know, now, doing something like this, I know people in different countries and shit like that, and it's not as easy to get a hold of them by phone or something like that. So,
yeah.
Social media is good for that.
Yeah, so that's probably why I like Ferris Bueller, because I think you said earlier, it doesn't go over the top. It doesn't go overboard like movies nowadays.
It's relatable.
It's very relatable. I mean, there's...
What did you want to do when you were in high school in your senior year? You want to get the fuck out of there, right?
I just wanted to just chill and just, you know, enjoy senior life.
Exactly. That's what you wanted to do. I wanted to do that. We all wanted to chill, wait till May or June or whatever graduation is, go to those activities or whatever, and just chill for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
Too bad it wasn't as chill as it is, because they still giving you tests and shit like that. You're just like, oh, this is a bitch.
Yeah, and I didn't really start caring until, like, the date, like, a week before graduation when they said I might not graduate. So I'm like, I'm going to... So...
I didn't even want to go to graduation. I was just like, can they just ship me one? I don't want to go back there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all about seniors. You're worried about prom, parties, just bullying. Not, you know, technically, yeah, seniors do kind of haze the freshmen.
Yeah, which I still never got, because I hung around freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, whatever. He was a person. That was one thing I cannot relate to with high school students, is two things. You just named both of them, too. It was worrying about prom, which I don't know what the fuck is there to worry about, one. Two was bullying around the freshmen and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... I totally get you. I really don't.
Prom was not that big of a deal. Let's be real.
No, prom was fun.
Yeah, prom was fun, but it was not that big of a fucking deal as people made it out to be. It made it seem like they made it seem like it was a wedding.
Yeah, if you notice that all these high school movies, they act like prom is like the number one thing in your life.
Especially in American Pie, you got these old ass looking men here talking about prom gonna be the big. It's just like, man, yeah. Y'all should have other bigger nights than that. I mean, and then the thing is, like, oh, prom is what gets you laid. It's like, you'll be able to get laid any time now. Like, where you going to go and get laid at?
Yeah, the hotel, because every prom's got a hotel. They go to a hotel party, and, like, that's another bad influence on kids. But Ferris Bueller seems straight to the point. The only downside is him hacking.
Yeah, the logic.
That's the only unlogical thing.
Yeah, the logic of the film isn't there.
No. But creativity.
Do you think we would have known that back in the 80s, though, or the early 90s? Or this is something you learn with time?
I say learn with time.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have known what the fuck hacking was if we would have reviewed this back in the earlier.
No,
early
I'm
90s.
Like, you know, watching it, you know, say you watch it when it came out in 86, you'd be like, oh, you can do that. You know, there was no. You hack into a server, you'd be like, oh, that
How many
seems.
people got arrested for trying to hack into their, when they watch this movie, trying to hack into their school's computer?
Oh, that's a good question.
I want the answer by next week.
I would probably say less than 10 because they're smart, or they didn't know how to do it because they weren't Ferris Bueller.
Plus, they didn't have a Macintosh.
Yeah, well, was that the only computer at the time?
Man, I think so, dude. I think it was the only computer. Or you remember a thing called a typewriter?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. I
Where I
saw one of
just
those the other day. I was looking at it like,
I saw
what is it?
one when I was checking out like offices for the company. Someone had a typewriter, they left, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is so
I
awesome.
have to write the scripts on there now.
No, I won't, but
That thing doesn't even backspace delete.
no, that's why
Backspace is all
I
time.
would never use a typewriter for
That shit looked like
scripts.
a pain in the ass. I remember I saw it, and I was asking the lady, I said, where's the screen that goes with it?
How do
She
you
said, there's
th
no screen. You stick the paper in here, then? I was just like, oh. And she was like, typewriter ribbon. And I was like, ribbon? What the fuck? What?
that was the printer back in the day.
That was ink.
Yes.
Okay. I started typing with it, and I messed up, and you couldn't delete. And I was like, what kind of shit is this? She's like, you gotta start over. I was like, that's gay.
Or you gotta like pull the thing back and then you just gotta try to type in the letter to like overlap it.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said to do too. I was looking at her like, all right, this is, you guys, man, you guys were complicated back then. I'm glad I didn't grow up in this.
Typewriters were, oh my God, that was just a horrible living
That
experience,
was the
man.
shit. So what would you give Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I mean, that's really a tough question. I mean, we've brought up some great points. I like it, but
But the feeling of guilt, to be honest.
I won't go out of my way to watch it. I will not go out of my way. I'd be like, oh, if it plays a special presentation, I won't go out and see it.
There's a lot of 80 movies out there that I'd love to go back and watch with friends and stuff like that. I don't, as good as this is, I don't think this is one of those
Like
that
they
I'd want to
just,
see.
like was it last week? They just released like a Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it was last week. I remember that. You're
I
right.
would see that because of the special effects.
You know
Ferris,
why, too? I was going to say, it's because of the premise, too.
yeah, it's
This
Ferris
is some
Bueller.
fucking.
This is just Ferris Bueller. It's no special effects. It's 5.8 million, and that probably went to the cast.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing in here that's going to be like, my God, this is what, you know, this is what helmed the 80s as far as, like, you know, the Star Wars, Ghostbusters, shit like that stuff. Terminator,
Oh
Blade, Predator,
yeah.
shit like that.
I'm gonna give it 3 stars. It's a better average movie. It's an enjoyable comedy. Matthew Broderick was awesome as Ferris Bueller.
Actually, he was the best character to me. I didn't really care for anybody else that much. I mean,
Yeah. His friend was just. His Brent, his friend, Cameron was just hit and miss. I think he was just this. I don't want to say slapstick comedy.
well, you know, the thing was is that it wasn't coming from Matthew Broderick because, well, like we said earlier, he's playing so smooth and cool. They had to have a doofus fucking there.
Someone to mellow out.
Yeah, it's almost like you gotta balance the two out,
And then
which I
the.
don't know why, personally. I think you really didn't need him in there.
Then I think the girlfriend, I think she was just there for TNA, for looks.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I think she was there. But 3 stars, it's better than average. It's an enjoyable comedy. It's good to see maybe once in a great while, just not all the time.
When I found out this one, I was kind of, part of me was excited to see it because, you know, I haven't seen this movie in a while, and I love going back to watch these older movies that, you know, are supposedly classics and stuff like that. And watching it, I didn't have that same excitement I had when finding out this one, you know? I wasn't as pumped up. I mean, I had my drink on and stuff like that. You know, I had all that. I was gearing up like it was regular movie night, you know? And I was kind of excited about it for a second, and then just kind of faded away the longer the movie go. And I was like, wow, these movies really aren't for me, then.
And did you seem bored at times?
At the beginning, I did.
At the beginning?
Yeah, even
Okay.
in the middle of some parts. Or I mean, like when they were chilling at the baseball game, when it was at a Cubs game,
Yeah.
I kind of I didn't care for that scene too much.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. That's I was kind of bored. I was just kind of like, you know, let's just get this going.
When you go to a baseball game, do you ever go? Have you ever been to a baseball game?
Yes.
Do you ever go, hey, batter, 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 hey, batter, batter?
No, because I'm not five.
Okay, thank you. Jeez, I thought that was just me. When his friend kept saying that shit, I was just looking like, man, you know, I've been to baseball games and heard people say that, but I'm just like, the fuck does that do?
It
Does that
doesn't.
do shit?
Yeah, it doesn't do a damn thing.
Do a goddamn thing. I played baseball and I've heard people say that. I know what it's for. It's to distract the player, but it's like, that don't distract you at all. That just makes you look over and be like, what a dumbass.
You're at Wrigley Stadium, probably one of the most famous stadiums in the world. A
Yeah.
sell it obviously a sell because those the 80s Cubs were they weren't great, but they were the Cubs, and Chicago loves
Yeah, they were.
baseball.
The Cubs were like one of the most famous teams,
Yeah,
right?
Chicago loves their baseball, and no, the batter's not going to hear you when you're down in right fucking field.
Hey, thank you. When you're in the nosebleed.
Yeah, and where the fuck did he get tickets? I don't think they're selling tickets at the door.
Why the fuck did they ask why you ain't in school?
Well, look at fucking Cameron. They're gonna be
No,
like,
I'm saying
oh,
like a grown ass man.
you got the day off from work, huh?
Because remember, that was a, I don't know if you remember, that was a big thing back, like when South Park the movie came out. Around that time, that's when a lot of people was just like, yo, if you go somewhere and you're ditching school, they'll be like, hey, why are you not in school and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, that's and now, especially, I don't know about there, but here they actually have cops.
Yeah.
You do not call into the school for saying you're sick, they send cops to your house, the
Yeah,
truant
because the
officers.
parents now are getting in trouble for this.
Yeah. So it's from then until now, it's taken a dramatic turn.
Yeah, I didn't realize that many people ditched school, but then again, hey, that shit's boring. Hey, because if I'm not mistaken, parents can be arrested now if kids are ditching school constantly.
I think they are starting to do it. I think they are starting to punish parents now,
Yeah.
because it's the parents' responsibility.
It is their responsibility. I mean, the kids is underage and it's their responsibility to be in school. But I don't know how I feel about that because I'm like, the parent got to be at work. I mean, he dropped his kid off at school. I mean, he can't be fucking babysitting the motherfucker 24 fucking 7. I mean,
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about that.
and it's teenagers, you know.
Like you drop, let's say you had a kid, you drop him off at school, you're going to work. Your intentions is you drop them off at school, right? So,
Yeah, you're not supposed to sit here and wait for him to walk into the school.
yeah, exactly.
'Cause you drop him on school property, the school takes over.
That's what I'm saying now. So, if the kid decided to leave school, shouldn't that be the school's fault then? For
You would think
because
so.
all the parent knows is like, hey, Junior, how'd school go? They tell you it was great. He was like, all right, I gotta question the kid every day. It was like, you sure you went to school? You
This
sure?
time. Just us talking about it just sounds like a SVU episode.
Makes it sound like we know what fuck we talking about, like we adults and shit.
About we're pro-terrorists. I'm like,
Yeah.
fuck. Okay,
We're just gonna make it to say where we never have kids. How about that?
I'm cool
Never
with
gonna worry
that.
about the little shits.
I'll adopt a 16-year-old.
You know, adopt a 16-year-old. Yeah, that's right. You just adopt just make sure it's not a delinquent though.
Well, by the time when we have kids, school will probably be over the internet.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah, that's a crazy thing. I was talking to somebody about that before I had left or whatever, and I was going like, I said 5 years from now, I wouldn't be in doubt if schools just buildings of schools didn't exist anymore and everything was online.
Yeah.
Now 5 years is a little too short, but that was just probably me just talking. But I would say 10 years or now, I because wouldn't it save more money?
I would think so. I mean, the schools get lottery money.
You know, I don't know if you've been catching up with the LA schools. You know, they spent $1 billion on iPads.
What?
I said school, LA school districts got $1 billion. Where the fuck they get that from?
Your taxes.
Yeah, that's right.
So pretty much,
Ain't
you don't have a kid in school, but you're paying.
that a bitch? Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. And they spent like $500 million on Wi-Fi alone. I was like, look, they're already going the electronic way. Sooner or later, they spend more money like that, that shit gonna go bankrupt. Next thing you know it, online classes.
Yep.
I think I prefer.
They're gonna do it. It's gonna happen.
Don't blame him. I'm gonna give it a high rating. I was gonna go low C it, but like I think the you summed it up best as far as saying, do I have any intentions of seeing it again? And you know, replay value has a lot to well, it, for me, it has a lot to go with my rating.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I think that's for me. That's like the final nail in the coffin of my rating. It does it have replay value? Do I want to watch this over again? And if I do watch it over again, will it lose the nostalgia of what I loved about it the first time I watched it?
And has that happened?
You know what? I think this one did probably pull that because I told you, man, I was kind of a little excited to go back. I haven't seen Ferris Bueller's in a while, probably since I was in high school, or middle school, if that. And rewatching it, man, I was like you said, I was kind of bored in some parts. So I think this one, I mean, we've reviewed a lot of movies on here where we went back and was like, oh, that's not as great as I thought it
We've, I mean,
was.
we've done it with what, Halloween 2,
Oh, man.
From
That
Dusk Till Dawn.
was the biggest one. That was the biggest
No,
one.
I
The
thought from Dusk, I
series
thought from
focus.
Dusk Till Dawn was the biggest one, because that really changed the outlook on both of us.
Well, you know what? We had opposite opinions on it because we remember as a kid we liked the last half of it. Now as adults, it was like that first part is actually cooler.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, so the opinions on that one was pretty. That was some side switching shit for your ass right there because I was like thinking like, oh, I'm gonna fast forward this part and get to the vampire part. And, no, actually, I kind of wanted to fast forward the vampire part and get back to the Gecko Brothers.
So,
Which I
yeah.
heard that TV show is good.
I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it yet, neither. I know it's on Netflix right now. I'll probably get into it. After watching the movie over, I kind of don't want to watch it, but I'm hearing good things about it. But I only heard good things about the first three episodes. Nobody's seen the whole thing yet.
I mean, there's so many shows on Netflix I want to watch. Like, I want to start watching Breaking Bad.
You never watched Breaking Bad?
No.
I'm rewatching it right now with the girlfriend. We're on season three right now. We're getting through it, so.
And there's five seasons, right? Five or
Yeah,
six.
it's 5 seasons.
Like, I need to catch up on Walking Dead. I want to watch Orange is the New Black. I just don't have time in the world to add in another show.
Yeah. Right now I was rewatching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and shit like that. Yeah, there's a lot of shows I want to watch too.
Yeah, I need to freaking catch up on that shit. Before the
Yeah, because it gets better to the end.
before the next season starts, which I believe is next week.
Oh, and Gotham starts the Batman TV show on Fox. That
Yeah,
starts
next Monday.
yes, is it next
The
Monday?
22nd, yeah.
Holy shit! Okay, you heard about Netflix? They got the rights to it, right?
They already got the rights to it?
Man, that was a crazy. That happened right when I got on the plane too. I was reading it. Netflix got the rights to Gotham, and I was like. So did Fox just sell Gotham to them? But here's how it's gonna work. So when season one of Gotham is done, it'll be on Netflix the next day. So now season two and season three will just automatically go to Netflix if they make more seasons.
So if it gets canceled, which Fox does not have a good, especially on Mondays, they don't have a good,
Yeah.
ratings on there. If it
That
gets
just goes to show
canceled,
you.
Netflix can just pick it up and start making their own.
Yeah, that's what it looks like it's gonna do.
Wow.
I am
And
curious to see when that season ends. I want to see how this works out for Fox. Cause come
wow.
on, you know they're gonna cancel this show. Come on now.
Why would you, why, okay, if it's going on Netflix this next day, what's the point of watching it until you can watch all of them at once?
That's why I'm not even gonna watch it. Just said,
Wow.
I'm gonna fucking binge watch it. I'd rather binge watch it personally. I'd
That
rather just binge
Fox
watch it.
just pretty much put the nail in the coffin on the show then.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. They pretty much just canceled their own damn show before it even started. Am I
Wow.
right? It's like, how many people are going to watch it on Fox on a Monday night compared
No.
to just watching it straightforward by December
And
through
no
like some shows?
commercials? No
Yeah,
commercials?
thank you. Because the season's going to end in it's starting next week. I think it believes it ends in end of November.
Oh, it's only 2 months?
Something like that. It might be 2 months because I think it was only like six episodes.
Oh, it's one of those. Okay, yeah, they can't. It's canceled. They're not. It's Netflix. Netflix did something right because you know what? They can make it their own.
Yeah, exactly. They could just take over the property rights or whatever, and then next thing you know, they're gonna own DC. They're gonna own that part of DC or whatever, and they could probably make it better. The thing is, around end of November, early December, that's perfect timing too because of the holidays.
You
Everybody's
know,
at home.
what? And then right, what happened after that? This gets debuted. What happens the next month? The fucking Marvel series starts on and Mar on Netflix. And Mar Netflix is gonna be its own fucking channel.
It already is. It's already his own channel. Because I was just reading up on the, because I kept looking up the date for the Daredevil show, because that's the first one to star in May 2015. Man, you get, man, May 2015, you're going to get Avengers 2 and the first episode of Daredevil.
Yeah.
First season of Daredevil, I mean.
Yeah, it's next fucking summer's awesome for fucking Marvel.
Man, next year, dude, that is either going to be the biggest year of movies ever. Or it's going to be the biggest disappointment in movies ever.
Yeah,
There's so
it's
many
one it's
heavy
one of the
hitters.
it's one of the both. It cannot be in between.
No, because there's so many heavy hitters coming out next year. And Jurassic World, I mean, the next 2 years, too, for that matter, 2016, 2015, is either going to be the two of the biggest movie years ever, or it's going to be two of the biggest disappointments ever. So,
Yeah.
like you just said, it's got to be one or the other. It's got to. I'm hoping Jurassic World, the Avengers 2, all that Ant-Man, all that shit, even the TV show, the Daredevil show and stuff like that, Earl, I'm
And that's
hoping
the
all of
first
that.
one, correct?
Yeah, that's the first one
Oh,
coming
I
out.
thought one starts in January.
The first one is in May.
Okay, so I thought January starts the first one. So
I wish it did, shit.
Daredevil's the first one that comes out. Okay. Okay. So how's Netflix gonna work this? Because obviously, I don't know if Marvel's letting them make this.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so but now they own Gotham.
Because you know Marvel's got to deal with Netflix. Oh, Disney's got to deal with Netflix. That's why all the Marvel movies are on there now.
Yeah.
You know Disney gonna own Netflix
Well, if they own it, I mean, what I really wonder what they're gonna do with like DC, because a lot of DC cartoons are on Netflix.
Well, they took a lot of the DC off when Marvel got on. The only ones that are on there now is the Justice League movie. I mean, Justice League
Oh,
TV
actually,
show.
yeah, actually, I was looking. Yeah, you're right. Because I did not
Because
see any of the Batmans.
I was trying to watch Under the Red Hood again. I remember when we reviewed it was on Netflix. It's not on there no more. None of those animated movies are on there no more. They took them all off.
I noticed that because I was looking for a Batman cartoon and I didn't see it. I'm like, where the fuck is it?
Yeah, the only DC shows on there, as far as animated one goes, is Batman Beyond and Justice League cartoon.
Interesting.
And I don't think that's because Warner Brothers owned those. One belonged to Cartoon Network, which was Justice League.
And they got Cartoons Got Network's got a lot of stuff on there
And
too.
Cartoon Network has a lot of shit on there. You are right. Oh, and Young Justice is on there because that was a Cartoon Network property as well. So.
Wow, this just Netflix just makes shit interesting. It really does.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great to see how this goes. Set up. I mean, even I finally signed back up on Hulu and shit like that. They got a lot of stuff on there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I did not. I'm reading it now that Netflix bought them, and I'm like,
Oh, for Gotham.
wow, Gotham, yeah. And I'm like, one, Fox is fucking smart. I'm not gonna lie, they're smart. They hyped this up since I believe the Super Bowl, and everyone's like, "Oh my God!" Batman fanatics will be like, "Oh my God!" And then they just turn around and sell it. Be like, "You know what? We're gonna fuck the Batman fans up and make a huge ass profit without a guarantee nobody seeing it, so people can hate the show." And they made a fucking huge profit.
The funny thing is, if that show was good, though, because obviously Fox could have made a lot of money probably off of that.
I
I think
wonder if it's
Fox.
not. I kind of wonder if it's not, if they sold it so quickly.
I'm kind of not really caring for the show. I want to see it. Don't get me wrong. I'm kind of not caring for the show. It's just because I swear to God, man, you can't make a Batman property without putting all these other characters in there. I mean, they already got pictures of Selina Kyle and the Catwoman suit. I'm just like, she's a fucking kid, man. Come on.
Yeah, and they got fucking Riddler. He's like, and I think in the comic books he's the same age as Bruce Wayne, but he looks older. Penguin, I don't think.
I haven't seen the show yet, but I think what it I think the problem with seeing like Penguin and Riddler and Catwoman, even though she's a kid dressed up like that, I think the problem I have with that is that kind of takes the allure of that, well, the warning sign that Batman may have created these villains.
Yeah.
So now it's like, since they're already there, it's like, oh, okay, well, that just goes to show you Batman didn't create these villains. These motherfuckers was crazy before Batman was even thought of.
And Jim Gordon looks like he's 20.
And, I know, right?
And I'm like, wait a second, they have like a...
Edward Nygma, the Riddler, he looks older than Jim Gordon in that show.
I know, I just think that this was DC's attempt, or I think DC made this, right?
I don't know, I never seen the DC name on it yet.
Well, whoever made this was like, you know what? This is our answer to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Huh, they've been trying to get that for so long now.
Who made this?
Agent Carter, too.
True, that starts on Netflix, too.
That's coming out on ABC as well.
It's on ABC. Yeah, because she's playing a big role in this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming up.
Yeah, and they're bringing back the Howling Commandos from Captain America First Avenger with, you know, Dum Dum Dugan and all them. So, oh, and Tony Stark's dad, too.
Yep. DC Entertainment, Warner Brothers are the production companies for Gotham.
Okay.
So, yes, this was their... I still believe that this was their answer for Marvel. They want to try to make DC like Marvel.
Man, dude, I swear to God, every time DC wants to announce Marvel, it's always... Throw Batman in there.
Superman doesn't help us. We'll just throw in fucking Batman.
Yeah, thank you. See, there it goes. Like, oh, Superman didn't beat Iron Man. What? I bet next year we'll throw in Batman. No Batman in there. It's like, I swear to God, man, Batman even gonna tell you I'm tired of this shit, okay?
You know what? Man. Avengers kicking ass in the box office. We'll throw every fucking comic book character for DC in the movie. And it's not gonna make any sense.
People like Aquaman, right? Throw him in there.
No, nobody likes Aquaman.
Nobody likes fucking Aquaman. It's like, that movie's gonna be boring and shit just because Aquaman is so... the thing is, DC, they're throwing in, I mean, for the Batman vs. Superman, they're throwing in old Batman. In the Christopher Nolan Batman, we had middle-aged Batman. The new Batman's coming out, we got old Batman. In the TV show, we got kid Batman. I'm just like, God damn.
Next is going to be fetus Batman.
Yeah, it's going to be future Batman next.
It's going to be about Bruce's dad and his dreams of what Bruce does as a kid.
I wonder how much the production they spent on that, though, because Fox has been spending a lot of fucking money on their TV shows.
It looks
cheap.
It doesn't look cheap. I want to say they probably spent maybe $2.5 million on an episode, maybe.
Jesus fucking Christ, that's a lot.
Well, how much is on Marvel?
Ain't no 2.5.
I don't know.
Again, Marvel has the money for it, though.
Yeah, that's our toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna say $2.5 million for an episode that everyone is watching. Yeah, I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
But the thing about, I think the best thing about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. what happened with that show is they separated themselves away from the universe itself, and they started putting in like villains and characters that were from the books and stuff that wasn't in the movies.
But then they started doing after the Captain America.
Oh, after the Captain America shit, that was where the shit just blown up, like, even better. Like, but the thing is, once again, even though it tied in with that as far as the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. going down stuff, it still stayed its own entity.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what they're trying to do with every solo superhero movie, is to keep it its own.
Which is what I love about it.
Yeah,
it manages to tie itself in when you see, like, an Avengers movie or when you see the Netflix series, The Defenders, or even the final episodes of Age of the Shield.
Yeah, and like DC, they're just pretty much in panic mode. They're gonna throw everything together at once.
Yeah, personally, I hope the Batman vs Superman movie is good, but I personally
Disney should just buy DC and be like, you know what, we're gonna make a fucking awesome movie with everyone, and we can do it.
You heard about that shit where it was like no jokes in our movies, right?
Yeah, they want to be serious.
It's like, okay. How the fuck do you take Aquaman serious?
Their jokes are the fucking writing.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, who in the fucking right mind? How could you have an Aquaman movie and not make a joke in that motherfucker? I mean, come on now.
And how do you make Wonder Woman, who's supposed to be pretty fit, look like a fucking stick?
wearing a whore's costume.
Yeah.
So if someone calls her a whore in the movie, and is a human being, she's just gonna kill him? That's how serious it's gonna be?
I'm thinking.
Hey, whatever. Man, you ready to get in some questions here?
Yeah, we went off on a major tangent.
I just noticed we were still recording. I was like, holy shit, that's right, we are recording still. Duke. The Duke says, I think this movie he's talking about Blair Witch Project. I think this movie was genius. Oh, alright, next question. I think this movie was genius and no doubt one of the best horror films out there. Okay, goddammit. Next question. Fuck you, Duke. he says, it's the psychology of it all and how this can mess with your mind that you guys don't understand. What? Ain't no fucking psychology to this shit.
The whole movie, you don't see shit. This is what started Paranormal Activity. I guarantee it. This is what started Paranormal Activity.
You know what this movie is? Me and Zeke can create this movie by, you know what? I come to Ohio and I bring some California Kush, some weed, and we smoke that shit, and we start going, damn, you hear that, man? Somebody's outside right now, dude. Dude, I'm fucking with my mind right now. Dude, when was that tree right there?
What was it? It grew overnight.
That shit grew over, dude.
What's with these rocks? Why are they stacked up in a nice fashion?
See, you'd be like, you hear that, P1? The noise is saying kill 4 more people, man. Just, I'd be like, I don't hear no noise at all. See, it's a kill 4 more of you, man. Man, this movie is the ultimate weed movie. You smoke some shit and you just start hallucinating shit. That's what this was.
Did Kevin Smith write this movie? You know, ghostwriter. Did he ghostwrite this movie?
You know, I had a. Have you ever heard of this podcast show? A show called a Spoiler that Kevin Smith does.
No, I've heard his other one.
Yeah, something called Spoiler or something like that. I had a chance to be on that actually one time, like 2 years ago, maybe.
Oh, before. Oh, this was during movie spoilers. Yeah.
Spoilers. The thing is, I turned it down because I hate Kevin Smith. So. I don't like Kevin Smith at all. I think his movies are shit.
You know? Have you seen his new fucking trailer?
Oh, Jesus.
For Tusk?
The Tusk, yeah.
What the fuck is that? And Johnny Depp's in that?
Hey, here's hoping for a good movie. Maybe it can change around. I just don't like Kevin Smith as a person.
He bitches a lot.
He bitches a lot. He's a pretentious douchebag.
He does seem, and that's why Silent Bob's a great character, because he doesn't say nothing except one line.
Yeah. Alright, so, this dude...
I want to know why the fuck he thinks this is a great movie. Especially when he says one of the best horror films. Come on, at least Exorcist did something. Psycho did something. Shining did something.
You just brought up two. Exorcist and Shining. Those are some psychology fucks with you. I mean, those are some horror movies where the psychology is there for you. I mean, that shit creeped me the fuck out. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, and nowadays, it's a cheap thing. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I've seen the trailer for Annabelle. That looks pretty good.
I fucking hated that movie that came from The Conjuring.
Oh, no. This could be like a Conjuring, but Annabelle looks pretty decent for a movie, but not psychological. Psychological horror movies don't exist anymore because it's all cheap scare tactics, and that's exactly what Blair Witch did.
Plus, we know this shit ain't real, so.
Yeah. Exorcist, yes, possession was very big during that time.
That was one of the first.
Yeah. Shining was different. Shining was psychological because the guy went crazy.
I would even say throw in, I know it's not a horror movie, I'd even throw in Jaws in there.
Yeah, it kept people out of the water.
Hell yeah! So,
remember, I don't consider Jaws a horror. I don't consider Jaws a horror movie, though.
It was kind of, it had some horror elements to it, or whatever. As far as if you guys, I think the thing what made that work as being horror is that, you know, there really is sharks in the fucking water that can eat your ass.
Yeah, that's why I don't consider really a horror movie.
I think that's one of the best horror movies, personally, for me, if you can take something that's realistic and make it, because I think that's what would scare people the most. If you know this thing out there exists.
Yeah.
And then, shit like fucking All the fucking Paranormal Activity shit, none of that shit is real shit. So none of that shit works on nobody. And they don't have good setups to set anything up like that. I think the thing that made Jaws work the best is that sharks is real. Sharks eat people. Sharks will tear a motherfucker up. So, like you said, people stay the fuck out of the water.
You know what's a better psychological horror movie? Arachnophobia. Because that fucking shit's real.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Actually, you're right. Yeah, arachnophobia. People have phobias and shit like that and stuff. Like you said, though, Jaws, people stay out of the water. Psycho, motherfuckers didn't take showers and shit. Exorcist, you had to get a ticket to go to church. Shit. So churches was crowded that year.
I mean, let's go back to 80s with Poltergeist. Poltergeist and Blair Witch somewhat has the same feel to it a little bit, but Poltergeist actually showed you the scares. It actually did something. Blair Witch didn't. It was pretty much all hearsay.
Yeah, for all we know, these motherfuckers have been tripping out on mushrooms.
Yeah. We saw them smoke weed. They were smoking weed in the hotel.
Yeah, they were doing drugs. Yeah, you're right. They were doing drugs and shit. Yeah. That's right. There's nothing psychological about this film whatsoever. I mean, how many people get lost in the woods and shit like that? And this is the last thing. I mean,
well, compared to the...
They showed us the rocks being stacked up and shit like that. That's nothing.
Yeah, compared to the movie, from what the movie said, you don't get lost in America anymore.
Oh my! I told someone that too. And they just looked at me and was like, "What does that mean?" That sounds stupid. I was like, "Yeah, it is, isn't it?" I mean, he says, "What are some other films you guys?" What are some other films you guys don't understand? Ain't this a bitch?
We don't understand the success of Spring Breakers.
I was just about to say Spring Breakers is definitely one. That was the biggest fucking one of that one puzzled me for 2013. That was the most puzzling fucking movie of that goddamn year. Matter of fact, that's the most puzzling movie of the decade since Blair Witch.
You remember the podcast we did for that? Yeah. Me, you, and Sean. Oh my god, none of us knew what the fuck was going on in this movie.
Shit, they didn't even know what the fuck was going on. Hey, let me tell you something, Z. Spring Break.
You sound like McConaughey.
You know they're making a sequel, right?
Yes.
Oh my god. And you know what James Franco said? Because the director's not going to be on it. He says, I don't think this... He said the sequel's an abomination because they don't know what Harmony Korine's art was for the first movie. I'm like, there wasn't no fucking art in that movie.
The only thing that movie showed was fucking girls in bikinis. And a very cartoonish fucking James Franco.
And doing cartwheels in the hallway.
Yes. And horrible fucking
music?
Oh yeah, horrible music. Britney Spears.
Why was Britney Spears being so...
And a Britney Spears song from fucking... Does this movie take place in 1999?
Y'all want to see my sensitive side? Let me sing y'all a song from one of the greatest singers of the world, Miss Britney Spears. When he said that, I said, this is a hipster movie.
That was a pothead movie like Blair Witch.
Man, that was... You know, if Blair Witch is definitely one of those of what the fuck moments of the decade, Spring Breakers took over for it.
But, you know, reading what Duke said, I think he's saying what, like... I think his saying that we don't understand the movie, like he's like taking a shot at us.
Yeah.
So that's my understanding. I think he's taking a shot at us.
Don't take a shot at we don't understand the psychology of the movie. It's like there ain't no psychology of the movie.
Psychology in movies don't exist anymore because Paranormal Activity fucked that one up.
Actually, Blair Witch did.
Yeah, Blair Witch started the trend, but Paranormal Activity drove the nail in the coffin.
Oh, yeah.
The psychological is
exorcist. Blair Witch put the door on the coffin or whatever and shit, and then Paranormal came and just fucking inched the nail in each one of them.
Yeah, but psychological horror is truthfully Shining, Halloween, Exorcist, original Nightmare on Elm Street, Jaws, stuff like...
I was going to say, you know, you can even throw in... As far as Paranormal Activity, you can even throw it in Insidious. That's a franchise now.
Oh, yeah, fuck Insidious. Fuck that movie. Especially they're saying this is the scariest movie you ever see. You need to be you need to have balls to fucking say that shit.
Man, you remember when that movie came out and the hype around that movie? You remember the hype? Dude?
Yes.
I saw that movie because I heard someone gave it the greatest rating I've ever heard. And I was like, I remember I was pumped. I saw it at midnight. I was just like, this is the movie that's going to get me back. I was like, this is the movie. And I saw that, and I was just like, wow, this is a joke. I mean, this motherfucker, that demon, Darth Maul, was doing the villain. He was doing the, you remember that scene where he was dancing?
Yes.
In the window when she went outside, she thought she heard a noise. She looked in the window and saw him dancing because the music got changed. I was like, how is that scary?
I mean, I think there's too much psychological horror movies.
You know what the problem is the horror movies take themselves. They go into making them thinking that they're psychological now.
You know why? Because they're fucking cheap.
And that's another reason why, too. And I think that's what takes the fun out of horror movies these days.
Well, you're not gonna see a horror movie be cost $100 million.
Which I think is a damn shame.
No, but look at, I loved last year's Evil Dead. And they went straight fucking old school effects. And I thought it was good. I know you didn't like it.
No, I thought it was a cash grab ripoff.
I agree with you on that, but I liked it. I really did.
The only one I liked in recent memory was Sinister, and I didn't even think that was scary. I just liked the characters and how they set them up, and
Sinister was pretty.
I'm actually looking forward to Sinister 2 because I'm hoping that they explore more of this creature, Bagul.
Yeah, Sinister was pretty good. Sinister was likable, but it stayed away from what Insidious, Conjuring. It stayed away from the ghost bullshit.
I thought that movie, and I hope the second one continues. I know it's not the same as the second one. I like what that movie it did what these other movies should be doing. It's setting up characters, setting up facts, setting up this stuff, whatever shit. I like, it had a lot of setup to it, and I was like, that's what a movie is supposed to do, whatever. It just doesn't jump you in and be like, oh, go along with it and shit like that. And my only complaint I had of the movie is I wasn't scared of it because the creature was barely shown. It was more just like facts and hard-hitting. So I'm hoping in the sequel we get more into the, now that the setup is there, we get more into what this creature is.
Yeah, and they should have done that with, I haven't seen it, but from what I heard, Insidious 2 did the exact same thing as Insidious 1 did.
Oh man, it's even worse, dude.
And then they got the third one coming out.
Scenes from The Shining in there. I mean, there's still a whole goddamn scene from The Shining. I was like, Jesus Christ.
And they have Insidious 3, I think, comes out next year?
Yeah, it's coming out something like that. And, oh, you know what? Another psychological thing. The Thing.
Oh, yeah. Trusting who to trust.
Yeah, man. That was very fucking psychological, especially when a creature can transform into you or take over your body and shit like that. I was like, man, that is definitely some psychological shit. I mean, we all know the creature isn't real. But it's just that, you just said it right there, that trust factor of like, mm-hmm. Holy shit, I could be that thing right now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's, I mean, the, it's like, you don't see it much. I mean, if you see a psychological movie and it's good, obviously this was done back in the fucking 80s. It's not happening now. I mean, I think the last good one might be The Others. Or possibly The Ring, because they actually did stuff.
I would even say last year, I don't know if people agree with me, the third act in World War Z had a lot of good horror elements.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did.
I thought that was a lot of, it had a lot of suspension in those scenes when they got into that hospital place where I was like, yeah, this is, I was actually kind of nervous for, you know, I mean, maybe it's just because earlier you see how vicious and aggressive these zombies are or whatever shit. So when he was in those closed corner rooms and shit like that, and the music was on, and, you know, being in the room with trying to sneak by a zombie that, like, pretty much moves faster than God in a fucking car, that was some good horror elements in there for me.
Yeah, and nowadays the term psychological horror is all ghosts, demons, devils, you know, stuff like that. I mean, back... You know, we've had
they
Jaws.
They show you none of that shit, too. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, Dark Water, Devil's Due, Devil Inside,
I told you,
Possession.
I just saw As Above, So Below. They went to hell, and we didn't even see the devil.
They literally went to hell.
They literally went to hell, dude. They literally went to fucking hell. They read an inscription that said, there is no hope beyond this point. You've just entered hell. And the first thing they see was fire. And then when they go through there, all they saw was a fucking Trayvon Martin in a hoodie. I was just like, I finally saw a movie where they journeyed to hell. And you mean to tell me you don't even show fucking demons and... what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go on a limb and say one that I kind of do not get for psychological. I would say because the movie was not good was Open Water. Remember that movie?
I remember that movie. I think you brought it up earlier on this show.
Yeah, Open Water. I mean, you're stuck in, people went scuba diving, they get stuck, and they're left in, I want to say, is the Atlantic Ocean.
You know what? Another one too. All Is Lost with Robert Redford last year.
Is that, would that be psychological?
That was very psychological. That was very fucking psychological. I mean, this guy is an experienced boatsman and shit like that, and nature just would not let him have it. And it, you know, it was getting to the point where he was just saying, "Fuck it, I give up." You know, I can't go through this no more. So, you know, very psychological. Another one. Hey, it's funny. These aren't even hard movies. 12 Years a Slave.
That's, oh, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say it.
That gotta be some psychological for your ass, or whatever, to think that these dudes with your friend, the next you know it, they got go ahead, drunk, and you woke up in fucking chains. What does that do to you, 12 years of being away from your family after being captured and slaves and getting beaten and stuff like that? It's very psychological.
Yeah. But, Duke, seriously, you need to like really rewatch Blair Witch Project and you'll fucking understand what we're saying.
Or you can just go fuck yourself.
He hasn't, I guarantee you he hasn't watched that fucking movie in forever.
Nobody's watched that
Even
fucking movie
remember
for you.
Kayla. Kaylin commented on the Facebook post that she liked the movie.
I gotta check that. I must have missed that one. I didn't see it.
It might be on mine.
Oh, okay.
because I just said this movie's terrible.
So many people like the movie. I'm just like, I don't know what is there to like. Like, we even when we talked about what's there is the characters, and they all were annoying.
Yeah, and then they started off fine, and then it just got fucking. Then they fucking beat you over the head with their fucking stupidness.
I mean, we just said it in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, whatever. I mean, there's no conflict here. They created the conflict.
They create a conflict in this.
They created conflict in this one. I mean, shit, they, first of all, they knew, they think it's a witch out there, yet they wanted to go pursue it. So they took their ass in the woods and didn't even go to a trail, neither. They just stopped in the middle of the fucking freeway. First conflict right there. Second conflict is, they fucking throw the dude throws a map in the river. And last one, it's like, dude, they never want to use a compass. Talk about it one time, and then they never fucking use it. You never see them use it, so it's like, okay, y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing.
Yeah, they completely. This was one of those you did it yourselves.
Yeah. My man Norris here, he responds to that, and he says, psychological my ass. This movie was straight up boring.
Thank you.
He says, other than this film, do you guys think there's any other film out there that can top the level of boring in this?
Oh, what did I just fucking watch?
I don't know, man. I think Paranormal Activity. Yeah, it's got an award, all right. Probably being one of the most boring movies of ever, all time.
There.
You know what? If I had to put a top 5 list of boring movies, this is definitely in my top 3.
I just watched a movie that was so fucking boring. I think we covered one too that was just boring as fuck.
Tyler Perry? Probably did cover him.
It was recently too that we watched that was so boring that I gotta look back at my list of movies I watched. Man, it wasn't Max Payne. It was United 93.
Oh yeah, United 93 was another one. Yeah, that was
That we
pretty damn
both
funny.
said that it was pretty much a fucking how not to working at the fucking airport.
The Twilight, the one we reviewed,
Yeah, that one sucked.
that was boring. I mean, it's not that the movie was bad. Well, it is the movie's bad, but that one was just fucking boring. I mean, because that movie was made for people that's already invested into the franchise, and for people like us, we hated the fucking earlier franchises of it. So it's like that movie was like set up for something, but it's like me and Z don't care about none of these characters. So it's like whatever conflict they have, it's not even a real problem to us.
Yeah, and I think we said Titanic was boring up until the whole boat crashing.
I actually like Titanic, bro.
You did, but in my opinion, I
I
think
didn't
it's.
love it, but I liked it. I liked it because I loved the acting, so.
Yeah, Fast and Furious, we said it
Oh,
was.
Halloween 2!
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that was
Just
fucking
say
boring.
Halloween 2 the fucking to the end.
Yeah.
Oh God, that was boring as fuck.
You know what? I take that back. No, it wasn't boring because of the shit that was just happening. The shit, that plane going on crashing, and then Nicolas Cage just looking confused. All Star
Hey,
Wars Phantom Menace.
that was psychological.
Yeah, it really was. Star Wars Phantom Menace.
The 6-hour podcast scene was boring.
Yeah, I think I would definitely go Star Wars. I'm going to keep with Star Wars Phantom. That was so. I think Z said it in a review that a lot of fucking politics going on in that movie, man.
Yeah. That's fucking. Yeah. I mean, Lucas does. I mean, I still have to watch the original three. But I don't think Lucas is that good. He just got hot. He just hit, like, got lucky.
Yeah, that he released it in that time frame.
Yeah, I think he just got lucky. He showed the 70s. I think the original came out in 78, or was it 78?
Yeah, you're right.
I think he just got lucky releasing something so weird, spacey, with sci-fi at the time.
I agree completely with you for the simple fact that, yeah, it was like one of the first space sci-fi adventures and shit like that. But as far as people that talks about the characters in those movies, how like great, like someone like Boba Fett, who only got two fucking scenes in the goddamn movie or whatever, it's like, none of these characters are that good, okay? You know what was a better Star Wars movie? It's called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? The movie, the main Spider-Man 2, I thought that was boring as fuck, because I kept looking at my fucking phone.
I remember you did say that. Oh, Hellraiser Revelations!
That movie was just fast. That movie was just quick.
Oh, yeah.
It just started and ended in like 5 minutes.
40 minutes, you're right.
That movie was like a 45-minute movie. But I thought Amazing Spider-Man 2 was boring as fuck.
All right, well, if we're gonna go with this year, I can beat you with that by saying Godzilla, man.
Yeah, because you don't see the monster for an hour and 20 minutes.
Man, Jesus Christ! And when you do, he don't do shit.
He doesn't do something until the last fucking thing, and then the whole fucking city changed their mind, like, oh, he's a hero.
Oh, the savior of our city! Savior of our city! Like, what?
Now, you talked about, I think we covered a movie about their personalities changed on a drop of a dime. That was a big drop of a dime, I got to.
Man, I was texting Z as I was watching the movie, yes. And I was like, the scene where Godzilla first appeared, you think that's gonna be fucking epic? Because you know, he causes the tsunami in Hawaii, and it's crushing buildings and shit like that, destroying. And then you see him roar at the monster after you see his foot, and then it straight up goes to Elizabeth Olsen talking to her son while the TV's playing in the back. And he's just like, that has got to be the biggest fuck you in of this year as far as movie history goes right now. That was like insulting. And then it did it again when Elizabeth Olsen was running into the, I guess it was a hospital, where, and the door started closing. You see him opening his mouth, getting ready to fight those creatures. Or when the flying one took Godzilla down and shit, and all you see is Aaron Taylor Johnson running in the back. He's just like, don't nobody give a fuck about these people.
You know what? I'm going to announce it now. I don't know if Godzilla's a trademark, but I'm going to take a Godzilla toy, build a city, and just have him destroy it, and that will make a better movie than Godzilla.
Take a Godzilla toy. All I gotta do is make that roar noise.
Oh, wait.
I swear to God, you just make that roar noise that he does, I swear to God, people will lose their shit over it.
And shoot the blue flame, which obviously is new for Godzilla.
Cody told me this, because I thought that was like the coolest part of the movie. Cody told me that the director didn't even want that scene in there.
Yes, the studio wanted it.
The studio wanted it. They had to fight him to put it in there. I was just like, you gotta be fucking, this guy's a hack. This guy's gotta be the worst. And you know what he said for the sequel? I'm gonna do the same exact thing I did with the first one. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
So we're not gonna see Godzilla until 2 hours now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So that means the studio has no faith in him if he turned them down.
Thing is, they kept giving, they was proud of his work. They was proud that the people, I guess they probably didn't have faith in him before it came out, but since, you know, it got high ratings and people loved it and got all that money, whatever, people think that, like, oh, the people love this Godzilla. I'm just like, I think if you would have took this Godzilla and stuck him in that Roland Emmerich movie, you would have got the same goddamn movie.
People love that movie. Because Roland Emmerich just likes destruction. That's all he does. That's all he does is like destruction.
Man, Godzilla's supposed to be a force of nature, not some Savior of our sins.
That was so stupid. I might have to watch the DVD when it comes out Tuesday or today. And just to be like, and just relive it, just so I can laugh at the savior in the town and the papers and all that shit.
You remember our review? Layla said you don't remember that part happening. I was like, how could you not remember that part?
There was papers and the fucking billboard at the stadium kept saying it, and it said it on the fucking newscast at the stadium.
It said it on the fucking billboard. It was lighting. It lit up too. Remember?
Yes. And people were cheering.
Yeah. Godzilla know would have fucking swung his tail and destroyed that stadium.
Then he would have fucking ate it and shit it on people and killed them.
It's like, these people didn't see a damn thing of what Godzilla did. Why were they so accepting of him?
Because he killed the bad monsters.
Oh my god. How did they know he was a good one?
Obviously.
Oh my god.
Obviously.
All I know is, the movie ended, I said, well, Z, we were right.
Yeah. Obviously, if there's two monsters destroying the city, the one that survives is the good one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Man, that movie.
I wish that movie was a throwback. I wish it was a throwback.
Man, I'd be lost in words right now. I'm sorry. You can't be serious, too, when you got fucking Ken Watanabe going, "Not the fight."
What the fuck was he doing? He looked like he was auditioning for another movie.
But you remember when he said, "We call him," and then the music kicked in? Godzilla. I was like, what?
That movie was a pure cartoon movie.
It had to be a cartoon, man. With that ending, the song about Savior of the City with the light up billboards, I was just like, this gotta be a cartoon now. Like, seriously.
I mean, that's just like Pacific Rim. Where a mysterious monster came out of nowhere, just killed him, and after the robots got killed.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same thing.
Jesus Christ. I like people telling me that they like that movie because it's robots versus monsters. I'm like, but you barely see some of that. I mean, you get...
And if you do, it's really dark. And if you do, it's dark.
Yeah, the ending fight was the only fight scene you really got to see, like, go all out to.
See,
and like you said, a lot of them are either in the water or they're too dark to see. Like, they only come out at nighttime for some reason and shit. It's like someone was telling me that Pacific Rim should have won an Oscar for special effects. I was like,
it wasn't even nominated.
You couldn't even see shit, though. It's like, special effects would look beautiful if I could have saw it in daytime. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think that even the Japanese versions, well, that was black and white. The only time is Emmerich's movie. Fucking Godzilla. You see him during the day when he comes out before it gets dark.
Damn, you're actually right.
Everything else, every other monster movie likes us, it's dark. King Kong was at dark. Well, in the city, but...
It's either dark or it's in the water or something like that. Like, because someone was trying to tell me about the details and specifics of the monsters, and I was just like, how the fuck did you see all them details?
Whatever. People are just...
I don't recall seeing any details on any of these monsters. I didn't find anything specific about them because they never kept the camera on one of them long enough to keep the specifics of them. And the whole thing about being, this is our last robot, he's our last hero. Don't you think he would have pulled that sword out like the beginning? Like, I don't think anyone in that movie took this situation serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really just felt like a movie or whatever. And I don't think no one was convincing as far as this being a realistic situation that you're the last robot, the savior. You're supposed to be the savior of Earth. And we can't have that if you don't go into a three-on-one battle with all your weapons charged and ready to go. I don't see why that's not a... I don't... The two main leads, I don't think they took any of that shit serious. And so it was hard to go with them watching that movie. I was like, this is just a joke, to be honest.
That's why I don't understand why Hollywood has so many issues trying to make a good monster movie like that. Why is it so hard?
You know why? Because people keep liking this kind of shit.
So if Godzilla bombed?
Hey, you know what? Maybe so then. Because you hear what the director said for Godzilla since it did so well. I'm going to do the same exact thing. And the studio's backing him up on it because it's like, well, this made money and it got critically praised. I bet if the next one does the same exact thing, it's going to get panned. People are gonna hate. As far as critics, they're gonna hate it, and they're gonna go like, "That's the same." It's like, yeah, but y'all loved the fucking first one. It was the same shit.
Well, when we've had the summer like we've had, which has been, eh.
It's I think the summer's been great, actually.
Well, you've seen more than I have.
Yeah, you've seen some of the big hits. I mean, come on, I can name like, you know, you got your
Guardians.
X-Men was cool, Maleficent, you got a...
Guardians, Edge of Tomorrow. Or what's it called? What's it called? No, no, it's not called Edge of Tomorrow anymore.
Jump Street.
It's not called Edge of Tomorrow anymore.
Oh, Live Free, Die, whatever the fuck it's called. Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah, that's so stupid that they changed it. That's so stupid.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't care, the movie is still awesome.
I don't know what's going on. Matter of fact, it was probably one of the best movies I've ever seen. I mean, that was trying to be one of the funnest movies I saw the summer, and then next, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy came out. I was like, nope, take it back.
Yeah, I was totally with you on that one. Guardians, I had such a blast with Guardians. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see it again.
Last time you seen a space movie that was just so fucking amazing like that, you know? It's like I was like, man, I feel like sci-fi's back now, you know, with that. I mean, at first, Edge of Tomorrow, then this, I was just like, yeah, man, I feel pumped for sci-fi now, you know?
I feel like a nerd.
Yeah, I feel like a nerd again now. I don't have to say fuck sci-fi no more.
Do you notice this was a very nerd summer?
Yeah, it was. Hey, 22 Jump Street has some beefcake in there.
Yeah, but this was very with like Turtles and Godzilla, Spider-Man, Dawn, X-Men. It was a very nerd. It was a very nerdish summer.
Also, maybe that's what the summers need to be more of then.
Summer's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, it is, and I had a fun. Recent memories of years. This is probably the funnest summer I've had.
Yeah. Then next summer hits, and then.
Oh, the next summer hits, and it's gonna blow everything.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, it's gonna blow everything. Oh, even Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. So.
Mm-hmm. That was a nerd. I haven't seen it yet, but that was I heard that's a nerd. I'm sure it's a nerd movie.
Oh yeah, it definitely is. Last question I got is from Rodrigo. He says, "I'm still confused on what this was supposed to be." Do you guys have a clue, or do you think the filmmakers really thought they were making something great?
I think this was a student project.
I think a baby got a hold of a GoPro camera somehow. And somehow this baby got lost in the woods, and like they couldn't see it. But then, you know, they couldn't see the baby, so that's what was fucking with. And he was like using the rocks as build-a-blocks, because he was like playing with them. But that's what I think. That's just me, though, because, like, who else would set, like, three rocks on top of each other? I mean, it had to be an infant.
Yeah, and ghosts obviously can't pick up rocks.
Even, and why would they only put three rocks right there? I know it's trying to be like, oh, we're based on a real story, this happened, but it's like, you know, I'm watching a movie right here, so if you really want to creep me out, how about you stack up four boulders, big-ass boulders on top of each other? Then I'd be like, oh, shit.
You know what I think? I think they're like, oh, we got this awesome movie, and they pitched it to the studio, and the studio's like, yeah, we'll fucking start advertising it. And they advertised it like it was real. Like, the market, the only good thing about the movie was the advertising.
Did you hear anything about this? Like, because you was older than me around when this movie came out. I mean, did you hear anything about this? And I'm talking about before the movie, like, was this real? Like,
no.
It was totally supposed to be real. Like, did you hear anything about someone talking about, like, a Blair Witch or something like
no,
that?
No, no.
Yeah, I don't recall that shit either.
But this is what I think, that the that there was so much interest from the marketing, that would be like, oh shit, we gotta do a movie. Let's just do it in one weekend.
Yeah, let's do it today.
Let's just ad-lib the whole thing, and we'll just, like, make weird noises.
We gotta let nights go by, though. Oh, well, we can just film it in the studio and turn the lights off. About that, turn off and on. Yeah, because we could film this easily or whatever. Hey, you know what? Let's have an asshole guy. Let's have him just kick the map in the rear for some reason.
Yeah.
No fucking reason. Let's just have him kicking in the river. Oh, okay. Yeah, that adds conflict to the group. Right. They get lost more. All right. How does a map help anyway in the fucking woods?
Yeah, unless you're completely watching it the whole time you're moving.
Thank you. Like you would, like, it looked like neither one of them know how to, like, read a map at all. You would look like you'd have to really know how to read a map in order to know your pinpoint exact position. Where you were when you got out the car to go on that way.
Mm-hmm.
It no was sense.
Yeah, and I really think the marketing, they put all the effort in the marketing, not the movie.
They spent more money on the marketing than they did the movie.
Because
no,
there was no, I'm going to say it, there's no thought process in the movie.
I don't think there time. So it's just, hey, walk. I said it best last week, whatever. Hey, if we read it to a blind man.
Yeah.
People are talking. They're walking. Some of them are mad now.
And the blind man's like, what the fuck is this shit? This is the worst movie I've ever seen.
They're mad now. Screen just went black. Everybody's walking out. I'm looking pissed. Best way to describe that movie is that way. Because Jesus just summed it up perfect. There's no thought process in this movie. Anybody that says there is, I'd love to watch the movie with you to see where you're getting these thought processes at now.
Yeah, and obviously the directors, if they made a good movie, they would be making other stuff. So I think the studios knew this movie was shit.
You know what it was? They didn't like it, and they realized people did like it, and they were just like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Because they aren't getting work.
You know what it was? I bet it was, this is what happened. The filmmakers showed the studios the movie, and then when the movie ended, they said, you like it, huh? And they just looked at them and was like, you guys are fucking fired. You know what happened was? They had already distributed it before and didn't tell them whatever. And they was like, that shit got distributed. Oh, shit. We can't pull it back now. And they just made money. And they was just like, those two fuckers are lucky. We're going to keep the money. Don't ever make no shit like that ever again.
Oh, God damn it.
That movie sucked the soul out of my life.
Well, that's heavy.
That's some heavy fucking shit. That is some heavy fucking shit. That movie sucked the soul out of me. I said this a couple of times. There's only been four movies that sucked the soul out of my life. And rewatching this, that was one of them. This sucked the fucking soul out of my life. Usually when you're at home, you're a little bit more lenient on these kind of movies. You know, you're just like, oh, but no, you know what? That was a straight up waste of fucking time.
And I seriously have no idea why this movie was a success. I mean, at the time, yeah, but why people still pan it as a masterpiece like Roger Ebert. We said it last week.
Oh, yeah, he's a fucking moron.
And he hates horror movies. He fucking...
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
He hates them. He's like the most cynical on horror movies. Like, he cannot... Even if it's a good horror movie, like, if he was alive today... Oh my god, imagine what he would say about fucking, like, the shit going on today. If he was doing reviews, doing a show. Like, Insidious and Paranormal. He would rip the fuck out of them.
I'd probably love him.
No, if he liked Blair Witch, he's gonna love Paranormal Activity.
It's like, how can you hate one and not the other?
I don't know, I mean... And you know, if you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, you definitely have. I mean, for me, I think the fourth one was the worst one I've ever seen.
Mark 1's was the worst. That was terrible.
At least in Mark 1, something was happening. But fourth one, man, that was the most boring shit I even saw. I remember people, and the funny thing was, I saw, usually, when I go see the Paranormal Activity movie, it's usually kids in the theater. It was some grown-ass people in this theater, and a lot of people was getting up pissed.
No, I had kids. I had teenage girls, like a group of them, and they fucking screamed at Mark 1's.
There was a grown-ass dude and his girlfriend, and he straight up, because I remember I said when it ended, I said, what the fuck? And then he just looked up at me and was just like looking at me like I made the movie or something like that. He just looked at it and was just like, man, fuck this movie, man. He just walked out. I was just like, yeah, I feel the same exact fucking way, man.
Yeah, and... Oh, I would love to hear your reaction when this movie first came out and you're in the theater. I wish you were doing movie spoilers at the time.
I would have walked out, bro.
I would have loved to hear your reaction of this.
Well, come October or whatever year this is supposed to come out, you can hear my reaction to Paranormal Activity 5.
The black ones.
The Asian ones.
There is one on Netflix. It's called The Tokyo Experiment or something.
Tokyo Experiment, yeah.
And I'm like, maybe I should watch that, because it looks like they're getting every race. And that's the second one.
Jesus Christ. Well, people, we gave you a pretty good long-ass show. Side tangents.
Good side tangents, though.
Some things about some, you know, certain generations these days. But it's that time to go, because you know what? I need the shower.
Yeah, your body's gonna get all stiff from the race.
Yeah, it's all sticky and shit like that. And I didn't even jerk off. Well, I touched it, but I didn't fully jerk it off. So
no, you need to get a sauna first.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like your body just starts like locks up in mid stroke and be like, oh
you
shit.
Know what? I've been sitting down for a long time now. I don't know how I'm gonna feel when I stand up. So you know, what I'm saying? Now you make me see when I hang up, I'm gonna fucking pass out or something. Like, oh shit. But people, that's been Throwback Tuesday, episode 67. I'm the phenomenal one, MovieSourcePodcast.com.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
And we will catch you people next week for another edition of Throwback Tuesday. Later, bastards.
See ya. Blair Witch sucks.
Blair Witch sucks. Let's take it.